Hi, Michael with Hokama is where Redding shops for the best buys in vacuums and helpful home cleaning products. Got hairy pets? Stop by Hokama's and ask to see our exclusive pet hair and lint removal tool. The Forget It tool by Ricar is perfect for cleanups on upholstery, carpet, even that dark shirt or blouse your pet's fur loves to cling to. And for those bigger home cleanup jobs, check out our line of Ricar upright and canister vacs that feature rugged chrome steel brush rollers, not the disposable plastic kind. These rollers always give you the best cleaning results ever. Want to save time vacuuming dirty carpets? Drop into Hokama's and check out Ricar Tandem, the latest technology in vacuum cleaners, either upright or canister style. These super machines clean with dual motors for a faster, deeper clean. And while you're here, try out the best performing convenience upright we've ever found. Ricar's super lightweight vacuums will clean your house with time to spare. No back-breaking vacuuming anymore. These great vacs make for the most convenient upright vacuum ever. Hokama's on Bocelli Lane in Redding, 223-1970, online at hokamas.net, or like us on Facebook.
The Dana Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoop-a-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
Nate Chelman here in Boise, Idaho, filling in for Dana here on The Dana Show. This is the last show of 2018, the last live show of 2018. And I've had the pleasure of an honor of guest hosting for Dana here on her show for this day for, I probably should have actually known this before I started this sentence. Either this is the second or third year I've been able to do the last show of the year. And rather than prep and talk more about the second longest shutdown in a decade, now in its seventh day, 6 days and counting, I want to have a little fun. As we look back on 2018, I hearken back to one of my favorite shows, and we're playing with the dates a little bit. But can I hear from George's dad for a little bit on what we're going to make today?
Welcome, newcomers. The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it. You.
Now, Festivus, the annual airing of the grievances. There will be no feats of strength. Things that have ticked you off over the entire year. Speak now or forever hold your peace. 844-344-DANA. 844-344-3262. If you have a problem with the media, if you have a problem with politicians, if you have a problem with the president, if you have a problem with talk show hosts or their fill-ins. 844-344-DANA. If you have a problem with shutdowns, if you have a problem with the election, if you have a problem with the southern border, if you have a problem with the stock market, if you have a problem, air your grievances here. Festivus 2018 starts now. This shutdown, I haven't had a chance to actually talk with Dana about my personal thoughts on this shutdown, so I will share them with you. While I want a southern border, I want a southern border wall. I want it. I want it bad. I want it's one of the things I agree with President Trump on. Oh, I want it bad. I've wanted it for 2 years. I've wanted this southern border wall, and to have Mexico pay for it, even though I don't know if I believe the whole Mexico pay for it, I've wanted it for 2 years. To shut the government down now for 7 or 8 or 9 or 10 days to get that wall, when Really, the president should have been making this threat and following through on it when the Republicans had control of Congress, House, and Senate over the past 2 years. Now they want to play hardball. And I kind of have a problem with that. Because had they not and had he not kicked the can down the road 2 years, we wouldn't be here right now. If we had leadership in the House, we wouldn't be here right now. One of the reasons Republicans lost the House. Lack of spine, lack of follow-through, lack of leadership. The mandate was there. The message was clear. The American people had had enough. They wanted the country protected. Message won. Had the president stood firm and said, I am not going to pass a budget, I am not going to do an omnibus spending bill, I'm not going to do anything until you put money aside and start building that wall, within the first 8 months of taking office, we wouldn't be here today. Yes, I think we can afford $5 billion for a border wall. Yes, the GoFundMe accounts are a reflection of a lot of people's sentiment toward a southern border wall. And I almost have to watch my language. I really don't want a wall. I want people to stop crossing into the country illegally. I want people, should they decide to want to claim amnesty, to do it the way we tell them to at the port of entry. Not at just some dirt path off the road. This country needs a southern border wall because of decades, administration's failure over time to protect us. 844-344-DANA. That is one of my grievances. 844-344-3262. This is Festivus, the annual airing of the grievances. We start, Brett, Nevada. Oh, hey, Brett, we're neighbors. I'm doing the show from Idaho, Brett. Hi, neighbor.
Oh, really? Howdy. So my grievance is people driving, saying they're going west on a northbound highway. Or stopping.
Wait, I'm sorry. They're going the opposite. They're going the opposite way on a freeway?
No. Well, working for a towing company, you'll get calls saying, you know, I'm going northbound on I-80, and I-80 is a west to east highway. Or people stopping at green lights. Turning right when their blinker is left, stopping in the middle of the road, going backwards. That's a good one, driving backwards on roads. I see a lot of that, too.
Okay. Brett, you know what? Okay, I have seen all of these people. I've spoken to all of these people. I think we need a justifiable punishment. What do you think is better, firing squad or lethal injection? Which one?
Oh... Why not both at the same time?
No. I mean, you don't want to overkill. I mean, come on. You know, we the Constitution says we can't do cruel and inhumane punishments. So just pick one. I mean, you can't kill the same driver twice. Death penalty. I mean, just overall, death. Which one? Don't forget hanging. There's always hanging.
Hanging. Hanging.
Or, Brett, we inhale deeply. We hope they don't procreate. And then understand that people like them, since you're a truck driver, keep you in business.
Yeah. You know, yeah.
Think of it this way. Brett, you have a great job. If it weren't for idiots, you wouldn't have a job.
You know, I never thought of it that way because I'm too pissed off at them all the time to think of the good side.
You need think about how dependent you are on moron drivers. As a tow truck driver, you need texting while driving. You need those drivers. You need people who are driving on flat tires. You need people that don't know how to use a blinker. You need people who have lights out. You need all of you depend. Your livelihood, the food on your table. You got kids, Brett? You got kids?
Yeah, one. Yep, one new kid, first child.
Your child's food depends on those who have vacated their IQ for just a moment. As much as you may be complaining about these morons, understand that if everybody started driving correctly and nobody got in an accident, nobody ran out of gas, nobody had a flat tire, nobody ran, you'd be out of a job.
You know, that is true. That is very true.
So we're going to walk back. We're going to walk back the death penalty, aren't we? Yeah, we're going to walk back the death penalty, aren't we?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah.
Okay. Maybe send them a Christmas. Maybe send them maybe send them a Festivus card, thanking them for their contribution to your family's dinner table.
Ooh. Now that's a big step.
You know what? This is Festivus. Brett, I appreciate you calling in to the Dana Show. This is Festivus here on the Dana Show. 844-344-DANA. 844-344-3262. This is the annual airing of the grievances, the final live show of 2018. My name's Nate Shellman, filling in from Boise, Idaho, taking more of your grievances here on the Dana Show.
Behold, the virgin shall conceive a son, and they shall call him Emmanuel, God with us. Christmas began with a pregnancy miracle that ended in the ultimate sacrifice. Patriot Mobile cherishes the sanctity of life and fights daily to protect it. They're more than just a cell phone company. Patriot Mobile supports conservative organizations that stand for issues like pro-life, family values, and religious freedom. Stop spending money on big mobile companies that support Planned Parenthood and the ACLU. Get the same reliable coverage and save money at Patriot Mobile, all while supporting conservative causes with every call you make. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. The gift of life. Protect it. Cherish it. Switch to Patriot Mobile to support it. Make a difference this Christmas for our nation and for future generations. Join Patriot Mobile today at patriotmobile.com/Dana or call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. That's patriotmobile.com/Dana or call 1-800-A-PATRIOT.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Hello, my name is Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. I would like to invite you to take advantage of our winter special. We're offering 10% off all interior work scheduled during December and January. Some of the painting people do range from wall, woodwork, whole house painting, plus cabinet refinishing and staining. Please call us today at 400-5152 or visit our website, danscottpainting.com, and Facebook.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit at Wind River Spa. Indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean here at Wind River Spa. Our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The joy of the Lord, or the affliction of evil, the choice is ours. We choose what kind of life we will live. When we choose to live for God, our life will find its joy and peace in Jesus Christ. The alternative is allowing the chaos of the world to dictate the outcome of our everyday life. Now is the time to choose. I encourage you to choose life, joy, peace, and the eternal love of God. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at TrueLifeReading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Listen live around the world
at DanaRadio.com.
Nate Shellman here filling in for Dana Lash here, live from Boise, Idaho. The last live show of 2018, we are celebrating Festivus for you fans, for those of you with long memories of, yes, we are celebrating a made-up holiday. The last day of the year should be the airing of the grievances. You can complain about something that has been in the national or world news, or you can complain about something that's just been stuck and just drives you crazy. We're not going to do any feats of strength. Stuff that has ticked you off, you've had enough. 844-344-DANA. 844-344-3262. Arthur, Utah, you're on the Dana Show. Air your grievance, Arthur.
Yes. My grievance is the Senate needs to pass reciprocity. So I can go to any state or the District of Columbia with my Utah or Oregon, I've got both of them, concealed weapons permit, and it'll be good in those places too. And that Mitch McConnell has not brought it up for a vote. I'm kind of ticked at him. He's done pretty good service for Brett Kavanaugh. Now I'd like him to do that service for all the people that want to be able to carry concealed anywhere in the country.
I love this topic, mostly. And Arthur, again, broadcasting from Idaho, you're one of our neighbors as well, as far as gun-loving states, as far as Second Amendment-loving states. You know, we see eye to eye. But I have to ask this question, Arthur. Do you believe in states' rights?
Yes. I also believe in the 15th Amendment.
Okay.
And that's what the 15th Amendment was all about. That the rights in the first 10 are given to everybody, and so forth. That's the only one I don't think is better there. And there's an added bonus: nothing POs the commie fascist left more than good people carrying weapons, because all of a sudden the crime rate goes down, and things that happen in the rest of the country, these mass killings with firearms,
mm-hmm,
don't happen so much anymore. That guy in Texas He was a NRA instructor. Now, I've never been an NRA instructor, but I taught BRM in the Army. Okay, I've got another complaint.
Arthur, hold on. Arthur. I get where you're coming at, and you and I agree philosophically based on your state, and you want the Senate to pass reciprocity based on Utah, and understand that that's what they would have to do. They would have to base that based upon your one state when there's 49 others who may disagree in some way, shape, or form. And I know the Utah carry permit is accepted in a number of states, so forgive me for not knowing offhand how many states that are. But there are other states who would disagree,
it's
and
much.
I would be very careful. I would be very careful granting more authority to Washington. Understand that. I understand philosophically where you're coming from, but I don't want to give Washington any more authority than they need have. And, Arthur, I got to cut it there and try to take more grievances. I appreciate the call. I'm going to try and sneak Dwayne in from Wisconsin. Dwayne, you're on the Dana Show. Go ahead.
Hi.
Dwayne.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes.
I want to make it very clear before I say this that I am not in any way, shape, or form comparing God to the forefathers of our country. However, the forefathers of our country were very smart men who mostly did believe in God. And I saw a post once on Pinterest or Facebook that said, the Bible is not trail mix. You can't just pick and choose the parts that you want and leave the other parts and not pay attention to them. And my complaint is this, that people seem to do that with the Constitution. They want to be able to say whatever they want to be able to say. They want to be able to report whenever they want to be able to report. But it's at the same time, they want to take away people's Second Amendment rights. They want some people to talk and not other people to talk. You know, they want to pick and choose, it seems like, the parts of the Constitution and the Bill of Rights that fits them and makes them comfortable. But it's not trail mix. It all goes together.
The challenges, I would say, make us stronger, and the arguments therein of those rights. Dwayne, I agree with you. I think part of that creation at its moment was to guarantee that we keep on discussing. I think they were purposely, while they were direct, they weren't minutely specific in a lot of points. And the challenge is trying to create arguments over time, I would say, honestly, kind of strengthen. We believe in free speech, but I'm not allowed to say certain words, and neither are you. So There are infringements down the line. Dwayne, I appreciate the call. This is Festivus 2018. Let's do a quick five here.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss.
It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
All right, according to Politico, the Dems have no problem keeping the government shut down. They're just going to reopen the government after January. Reuters has a poll, which it's interesting because President Trump has already accepted blame. 33% blame Congress, 47% blame Trump for the shutdown. Also, Democrats refuse to fund the wall, now calling it immoral. This is the Dana Show. This is Festivus.
Are you looking for unbeatable savings when it comes to your shooting hobby? Outdoor Limited is the only place to go for discount ammo and shooting supplies. And now take advantage of the Outdoor Limited Rebate Center and get even more ammo for your money. Right now is the federal It's Raining Rimfire Rebate. For every 5 boxes of federal rimfire ammunition you purchase, they'll reimburse you the cost of 1 box up to $200 via mail-in rebate. For full details, visit the Rebate Center at OutdoorLimited.com. OutdoorLimited.com has the widest selection of ammunition, and everything listed as in stock is ready to ship. And you know what's best? No back orders. Featuring great brands from Federal Ammunition like Federal Premium, Fusion, and American Eagle. Visit OutdoorLimited.com today and receive $5 off your first purchase of $100 or more using code Dana. Check out their great prices at OutdoorLimited.com and use promo code Dana. That's OutdoorLimited.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Wells Fargo Advisors would like to say thank you to our many veterans this holiday season. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor of our local rating office. From the bottom of my heart, I want to say thank you to veterans of our military services who have put their lives on the line to protect the freedom we all enjoy. These patriots have accepted the responsibility to defend America and uphold our values, and for this, I am deeply grateful. I wish each and every veteran a safe return home, and we promise to give you our deepest support, honor, and praise.
Hi, I'm Kevin, owner of Pages Copy Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading. No matter what the job is, when it comes to print, scanning, and mailing, we do it all for you. We specialize in color copies, binding documents, making booklets, and bulk mailing. Whether it's faxing, laminating, taking passport photos, or scanning your files, we tailor to your business's needs. No job is too big or small. We do it all.
Pages Copy Center, locally owned for 30 years for all your business copy, print, and mailing services. Give Pages a call at 246-9178. Visit them at 1645 Pine Street.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 96003.
This Christmas, give the gift of down-home comfort food and treat yourself as well. Buy $25 in gift cards from Black Bear Diner and get $5 in Bear Bucks for your own post-holiday meal. Gift cards are the perfect gift. What better way to send your love than a cozy home-style experience? Stop by Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive. Open Christmas and New Year's. Don't forget, you can enjoy your favorite comfort food at home. Order online at blackbeardiner.com, pick up, or have it delivered.
Black Bear Diner.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it,
home. It feels homey to me, only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Redding Kia.
Tis the season to light up the holidays. Let's do this.
Redding Kia has great sale prices on their award-winning lineup of SUVs. And with no payments until after the new year.
Wrap it, put a bow on it, and put that new all-wheel drive 2019 Kia Sorento under your tree.
That's a great idea.
You know, that winter driving can be a little tricky, but not in a super affordable 2019 Kia Sportage. It's all-wheel drive, and for those really challenging weather conditions, you can lock it into true four-wheel drive for extra traction and safety.
That's a really great idea.
You can do that in a Sorento, too.
And remember, every new Kia comes with America's best warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations.
So light up the holidays, make a great deal, and drive home happy with a new SUV from Redding Kia.
And as the marketing director for Redding Kia, I can assure you nobody does it better.
Redding Kia, Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
The Light Up the Holidays sales event ends January 2nd, 2019.
While serving in Iraq, Sergeant Jason Nielsen suffered a paralyzing injury.
Paralyzed Veterans of America's service officers are trained to help injured veterans get all the benefits they've earned. To help paralyzed veterans, visit pva.org.
Spanning coast to coast and all over Flyover Nation.
The Dana Show.
Nate Shulman here in Boise, Idaho, filling in for Dana here on The Dana Show. Today is Festivus. And I know, for those of you purists out there, maybe call it Orthodox Festivus. I don't know, whatever blows your hair back. Okay? This is the last Friday of the year. This is the last live show of 2018. Dana will be back, but for a Friday, for the end of the week, when half the people are at work and the half of people that are at work have to cover for the half that aren't here, nothing's getting done. I've seen the same headline flash before me over and over. Second child dies at the border. Oh. Today is Festivus, the annual airing of the grievances. Stuff that has made you mad, ticked you off, got under your skin the entire year. And maybe it has to do with the national news. Maybe it has to do with your travels. People calling in talking about traffic, people calling in talking about others cherry-picking the Constitution. Some want the government to have more say-so in what happens. 844-344-DANA. 844-344-3262. My name's Nate Shulman, filling in for Dana here on The Dana Show. Let's go to Rafine in Florida. Rafine, you're on The Dana Show. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
Rafine, I'm great. Go for it.
Well, what I'm sick of is the litigious society that we have become. It doesn't matter what it is, what's said, what you buy. It doesn't matter what it is. Somebody wants to sue somebody for it. You know, it's from the children that have come over here illegally and they're ill, and I'm sorry about that. And then we have the guy that he understood English completely, but he happened to be from Guatemala. And he got on a ride at Disney, and he had a heart attack, and I'm sorry about that. Well, it was posted that it could cause problems with anybody that had health at risk. And he could speak English. But his family is suing now because there wasn't a warning in Spanish. I guess they have decided now that you've got to print a warning on everything for everyone in every single language. If you look at somebody funny, you get sued. You know, if a woman doesn't like the way a man looks at her outfit, she sues. It's crazy that people are suing everyone for everything. You can't have your own opinion. If you say your own opinion, you get sued. We don't have any freedoms in this country anymore. You have to be so careful about how you walk, how you speak, how you dress, how you look. The color you paint your house,
No,
insane.
No, you don't. No, see, here's the thing. Rafine, I get your frustration. I understand your frustration beyond a doubt. There are a number of people. I have a friend of mine, bald as a cue ball, okay? I mean, the guy hasn't had hair on his head since, I think, 86, okay? I mean, he's just been, it's been a while. And he and I give each other the business because he goes after the size of my nose all the time. I mean, it's toucan big. It's really big. And when we go at each other, the looks on it, we don't even go at each other for ourselves anymore. We go at each other for the looks on everybody else who is in earshot of us when they hear me talk about this guy's dome. I mean, I can actually check my hair in this guy's head. Don't be scared. Do not be scared. You have an opinion, Rafine. You share it. You think a guy out there's got a nice butt like me. You share it. You let him know. Okay? There's nothing wrong with that. And if somebody sues you, make sure they know how to spell your name right because they just asked for a war with you. Don't back down. Fight them. Fight them. Because when you take that, when you take that victim mentality, that's what people want. They want you to bend to their will. Don't let that happen. You know, if something's going on that you don't like, share it. Now, you know, if you can, try not to be a jerk about it. I mean, maybe watch the language, especially if kids are around.
you know, because kids are impressionable, so on and so forth. You know, you can't help who their parents are all the time, but you know, they're impressionable. You just don't be scared. I get it though. If somebody looks at you, I'm gonna sue you. Oh, I didn't get the job. You must not like it. I'm gonna sue you. Oh, you made a comment. You made a comment on my belly. I'm gonna sue you. That's fat shaming.
Well, you know what? Some people out there are fat. It happens. Not everybody gets to wear spandex. It's a privilege, not a right. Let's go to Bobby in Florida. Bobby, you're on the Dana Show. Go ahead, Bobby.
Good morning, sir. May I call you Nate?
You can call me Nate.
Okay. My complaint is rather mundane after all the serious complaints you just had. I am 83 years old, and I am blind. And my complaint is that we have these announcers that tell us the time. It's 15 minutes before the hour. It's 15 minutes after the hour. They never tell us the hour. And I am listening for the time, and all I hear is the minutes. And there's a couple of guys that I listen to. One guy's name is Gordon. The other guy's name was Sergio. And they have that habit of giving us the time that way. What do you think about that? Am I being picky?
Well, yes, of course you're being picky. I mean, I tell you to go look at a clock, but you just told me you're blind. So that's not going to work. Here's why. Let me tell you why. Okay. By the way, they have Braille watches. So rather than complain to the radio monkeys, go get a Braille watch. Stevie Wonder had one, and he wrote great music. So here's why. This show airs at different times. Okay. Some of these radio shows you listen to air at different times. So if they told you what time it is right now, I can tell you right now that it's 11:41 here in Boise, Idaho. You're calling me from Florida, so it's 1:42 now in Florida. But when somebody listens tonight, it's going to be a different time. So that's why a lot of radio people say, it's 42 minutes past the hour. They don't tell you what hour it is because, well, yeah, there you go. I just pulled the curtain back a little bit for you.
Now you know. I have an audio clock, but the battery's dead. So that shows you where I'm
coming from. Bobby, wake the dog up and tell him to take you to the grocery store and get new batteries. Okay?
I got to get my caregiver to do that. And I do. You know what? I have an 11-pound Jack Russell, and she could probably go to the store and do it. And go ahead.
Bobby, train the dog how to tell you the time. Have a great New Year, Bobby. Happy Festivus. All right, have a good Festivus there, Bobby. All right, 844-344-DANA. See, look at that. Sense of humor. Bobby's got a sense of humor. 844-344-DANA. 844-344-3262. This is Festivus, the airing of the grievances. Let's go to Kansas. Bruce, you're on the Dana Show. Go ahead, Bruce.
Hey, good afternoon. So my grievance is that there's the concept of the elitists that cannot be sued or gone after, like Hillary Clinton seems to be, and that extends down to the local level. I did $70,000 worth of work, storm damage work, paid for by insurance for a district court judge. He owes me $17,000 and won't even return phone calls. You know, even a district court judge is beyond reproach. My lawyers say it's not worth the headache to go after him for $17,000. You know, that's just corrupt. And I mean, you don't dare go after, you know, do work for a cop. I mean, because if they don't like your work or they, you know, they decide not to pay you, you know, you could be looking at traffic tickets all day long.
Okay, I've had this actually happen to me. Here's the only advice I can tell you. I'm not going to give you company names, but you can look at them on your own. Debt collection services. Okay, find them. You know those people that call you when you're behind on bills?
Yep.
Find a debt collection service. See if they'll just sell it, shop it around. Okay, call many.
I've talked to quite a few of them, and most of them are the ones I've talked to. their lawyers will not get involved because they use local representation that won't get involved in this situation.
Okay.
So the attorneys that use do business in different, you know, lines of law, yeah. And they're afraid that one of their partners might end up in front of this judge.
Here's my second option.
So
all right, it's going to take some time.
Yeah.
Bruce, it's going to take some time. You know where this judge, and Liz, you got to be very careful with this, okay? But unions do this stuff all the time, all right? Find a buddy, okay? You know where this judge lives? Of course you do.
Of course, I didn't
all
work
right?
on his house.
Find somebody, hold a sign right outside this house, Judge so-and-so doesn't pay their bill. That's it. Don't threaten them. Don't just big old neon sign. Judge so-and-so doesn't pay their bill. Every day.
I like that.
Especially at the time they leave for work. Judge so-and-so doesn't pay their bill. You know, you got a couple buddies out there. I don't know if you drink beer or not, but hey, guys, I'll buy you all a beer if you stand out here for an hour when this judge takes off. Judge so-and-so doesn't pay their bill. Call the TV stations. Call the local radio stations. Get the local media involved. Judge so-and-so welched on their bill.
Okay.
All right.
I like that idea.
All right. Bruce, appreciate the call. This is about the time I'd like to remind everybody that I am not a lawyer. The stuff I suggest is really for my entertainment. Stephen, can we keep an eye on Kansas, though, to see if Bruce makes news any time in the next month or so for publicly shaming a judge for not paying their bill and what happened to him? Because if this guy goes to jail, I'm not taking responsibility for it.
Yeah, we're gonna call back. That'd be great. Let him know.
Get a call from jail. Hey, Dana's going to get a call when she comes back. Hey, that fill-in guy told me to go hang a sign outside the judge. Now I'm doing 5 to 10. 844-344-DANA, 844-344-3262. Today is Festivus, the final show of 2018, all right? Dana's going to be back. 2019, she's going to be live, large, and in charge, like she's always been. But today, on the final live show of the year, we're doing the annual airing of the grievances. And funny, not everybody's grievance has to do with the national news. Your grievance, you get one. Your grievance could be about anything. I got plenty of stuff that's ticking me off in the national media. I hear any more about another kid dying at the border, I'm going to lose my mind. Because everybody wants to blame the United States. Not one single person looks at the people crossing the border and go, hey, y'all want to make sure your kids aren't dying when they come here? Parents, adults, caregivers. You're in charge of the kids you bring. 844-344-DANA. Yes, it is 2018. Yes, it is a shame that in 2018 a child dies from the flu. And you know what? Ask any hospital in every state in this country. It happens. It's a tragedy when it does. This is the airing of the grievances. This is Festivus. 844-344-DANA. 844-344-3262. More of your calls next on The Dana Show.
The end of year is fast approaching, making this an important time to talk about organizations like the Purple Heart Foundation. If you're making arrangements now for your remaining charitable giving in 2018, I'd like to urge you to consider making a cash or car donation to the Purple Heart Foundation. Now, some of the reasons why? Well, we can't rely on the government to take care of our veterans and their families. It's independent groups like the Purple Heart Foundation that really make the difference. The Purple Heart Foundation provides assistance with everything from academic scholarships to support PTSD research, and so much more. The Purple Heart has been helping veterans since 1957. That's a long history of making a difference for our soldiers. Together, let's join forces and support the Purple Heart Foundation. Tell them you're a Dana Show listener and donate in honor of our nation's heroes. Visit givetopurpleheart.org. That's givetopurpleheart.org or 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. Let's all join the Purple Heart Foundation in honoring their sacrifice with our service. Losing sleep over ever finding the perfect gift for those special people in your life? With the gift of MyPillow, you can get a good night's sleep and give a good night's sleep. I got a MyPillow for Christmas last year, and since then, I've never slept better. It's not an exaggeration to say that the gift of MyPillow can actually change your life because it'll change the way you sleep. MyPillows are made right here in the U.S. of A with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton, and they come with a 10-year warranty. For a limited time, get four MyPillows. Four. Two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for half the price, plus free shipping. They're also extending their money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2019. Call 800-944-4975 or visit MyPillow.com and use promo code DANA. For a limited time, get four MyPillows, two premium MyPillows, and two go-anywhere pillows for half the price, plus free shipping. MyPillow.com, promo code DANA. That's 800-944-4975 or visit MyPillow.com and use promo code DANA.
Socks, socks, bamboo socks. That's right, bamboo socks, 100% American made. Now, these socks are so soft, they feel like silk. But they're made out of bamboo. They're hard as nails. You're going to love them. The last sock you ever buy. Come into the As Seen on TV store. Buy one for your friends or neighbors, and they'll remember you for the rest of your life. We have socks for girls, for boys. We even have those hard-to-find diabetic socks. That's the As Seen on TV store, Shasta Center, Churn Creek Road.
The holidays. Whether you're eating solo or treating your family, Pasta Pronto is here for you. It's a fabulous approach to traditional Italian food. Pasta Pronto is committed to provide fresh, satisfying meals and fast, friendly service in an upbeat setting. Pasta Pronto is family-owned. Martin and his staff will treat each guest as a valued friend, with comfort and satisfaction their highest priority. Pasta Pronto, 920 Hilltop, next to Reading Sports.
Vans Optical would like to pay special tribute to our veterans, who exemplify in their duties the spirit of Christmas with the giving of their service to our country. Let us recognize the service and their sacrifices, and take the opportunity to thank all the talented and dedicated veterans for their commitment to our country by wishing them and their families a very Merry Christmas.
I'm excited to announce my new radio show that will begin in January right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM. My name is Dr. Patricia Bay, and I'm a marriage family therapist with 30-plus years experience in this field. My show, Therapy in a Nutshell, will feature topics that will help you navigate your life challenges. I will be talking about subjects such as grief and loss, family drama, dealing with adult children with addictions, relationship issues such as affair recovery, betrayal, learning to trust again, and communication basics. My first show will air on Saturday, January 5th at 11 a.m., and we will be talking about simplifying your life. We want to streamline your life, cut out excess anything, excess in our heads, our homes, and in our relationships. Listen in and call with questions or comments. Let's heal the world 1 hour at a time. Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays beginning January 5th at 11 a.m. Get me every time.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
It's the Dana Show.
Nate Chelman here in Boise, Idaho, filling in for Dana here on the Dana Show. She's going to be back on Wednesday, 2019. But today is the last live show of 2018. So today is Festivus, the airing of the grievances. 844-344-DANA. 844-344-3262. Let's start off with Jeff, Indiana. Happy Festivus, Jeff.
Good afternoon, sir.
Air your grievance.
Okay, got it. Hey, I don't mind helping people out that need to be helped, but my big grievance is the people who are drawing a government check for whatever reason and smoke, you take a pack of cigarettes a day at $5 a day, a pack a day for a year, it's a little over $1,800 a year per person that those people are taking in a cigarette or two, light or a lighter or two, lighting your money and throwing it away. And that's our money. It's being thrown away. I think you should take that money away from those people and use it for good purposes, maybe some light, help build a wall. What do you think?
Okay. I don't fully disagree with you, but I do have to ask, because I've heard this before, and I don't know if anyone's challenging. How do you feel about beer?
About beer? Oh, yeah. I like beer.
No, do you feel as passionate about smokes as you do about beer?
Yes, because I work. My wife works two jobs.
Okay.
We can afford,
I got it, Bruce. I understand. How do you feel about candy bars?
Candy bars? I don't have a sweet.
Ice cream.
They're all right.
But you get what I'm saying. You get what I'm saying. I mean, you can go through vices, and you know the thing that you also have to understand is these are legal products. Okay. Now we get to a point where. And again, philosophically, brother, I'm in full agreement with you. What I need to do is understand where that line is, because where we can understand and micromanage every single person's live everybody else's life for them, I don't know if that's something I want government doing. Okay? So what I want to start with, and I wish they would start with, would be the illegal drugs. Can we just start with the illegal drugs? How many of these people are on illegal substances? If we could just start with that are receiving public money, then, you know, once we get rid of them and bump them off the public dole, sorry, you know, you don't like it, don't smoke crack.
Yep.
Then we'll worry about the smokes, because fewer people are smoking. Then we'll worry about the sugary stuff. Then we'll worry about the alcohol. We'll worry about more and more of the luxuries. If we start the line at illegal, how about that? Can we start? Yeah. Can we agree there?
Got it.
Look at that. No.
I agree with the luxury part, because the people that do are out here working every day. Can buy the luxuries, but those that can't, okay, I want them to live, but they don't need to live the life that I'm living, like some of my neighbors do. Good deal. All right, I'm with you.
Bruce, appreciate the call. Let me squeeze in Bob, North Carolina, real quick. Bob, happy Festivus.
Good afternoon.
All right, Bob, I got about a minute. Air your grievance.
My grievance is straightforward. You see these police programs like PD Live and cops and whatnot, and their police people are pulling people over, and they, most of the time, driving without a license or they're driving without insurance. The smart thing would be confiscate the car. Not impound it, confiscate it. It wouldn't take too many times of being stopped before people would begin to realize, I better have a license and I better be insured. What do you think?
Not a bad idea. There's a simple flaw in your logic, and that is you have it. Okay? You have logic. Now understand, most stupid people don't think logically. So most stupid people don't factor in, hey, what's going to happen to me if I'm caught breaking this law? No, they just go ahead and break it. Bob, I appreciate the call. But again, stupid people, criminals, don't use their brain. Today is Festivus. This is the final live show of 2018. Air your grievances here on The Dana Show.
Season greetings. I'm Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer and Army Veteran. The Veterans Service Office is grateful for our troops who make a courageous effort year-round. With your help, Americans continue to enjoy the liberties given to them so long ago. We thank you for your sacrifices. My staff and I would like to salute all active duty, their families, and local veterans. We wish everyone a Merry Christmas
and a happy holiday season.
A Christmas message from Drs. Promala and Payush Dhanuka. This has been a tough year for the North State. We saw an unprecedented loss from fires. We also saw the increasing divisions and polarization in our national life. We wish to share with everyone the message of Christ, a message of love and hope. Together, we draw the strength from our faith in this message, and we shall overcome any suffering, any threat, any division, or any calamity. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a very Happy New Year. Drs. Promala and Payush Dhanuka.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. There is a low threat level and a massive police presence planned for New York City's New Year's Eve in Times Square.
New York police say there are no credible threats to the city's annual New Year's Eve celebration. Deputy Commissioner John Miller says police have access to 1,225 cameras to watch over the crowd, plus, for the first time, an NYPD drone. And the FBI is bringing counter-drone technology.
We've deployed this at most of the major special events from the fall on, and we'll be using it again.
Miller was understandably sparing with the details about how that works. The city is expected to draw more than 1 million people to Times Square for Monday's midnight ball drop. Warren Levinson, New York.
The partial government shutdown now on its seventh day, and Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reports there's no movement toward ending it.
The main sticking point remains that money for the border wall. House members have been told no votes the rest of this week. They're waiting for the Senate to act first, and the Senate's next official working session isn't until next week.
It next convened at 4 p.m. Wednesday, January the 2nd.
That's one day before the Democrats gain control of the House.
Meanwhile, President Trump dined with his top advisors as he remains in Washington during a partial government shutdown. Mr. Trump went to Vice President Mike Pence's residence, and the pair was joined by the incoming Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and advisor Jared Kushner. The president called off a Florida vacation. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen is visiting the Texas border city, where an 8-year-old Guatemalan boy was detained with his father before dying in government custody. DHS spokeswoman Katie Waldman said earlier in the week that Nielsen was scheduled to tour multiple stations and substations, was also scheduled to meet with emergency medical technicians and medical professionals, as well as local officials. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Have you ever seen a pest controller spraying chemicals in your home? It makes you wonder, if their chemicals are safe, then why do they suit up and wear respirators only to leave you to walk back in unprotected? G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, and I'm here to tell you there's a better way. In an age where we now have the choice to drive electric cars, you too can electronically rid your home or business of unwanted rodents and pests. The answer is Plug-In Pest Free. 100% chemical-free, Plug-In Pest Free is your safest bet for your family and pets. Our bestseller, the Plug-In Pest Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code SAVE20 for 20% off plus free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret, plug in and forget. GoPestFree.com today.
Bree Payton, a conservative writer and frequent Fox News panelist, has died. Correspondent Jackie Quinn has details.
She was young, just 26 years old, but Bree Payton has died. She was a writer for The Federalist, which posted her obituary, and a frequent talk show contributor. According to a friend, Payton had been fighting swine flu and possibly meningitis. She was found unconscious Thursday in San Diego. Her colleagues called her joyful, hardworking, and compassionate, with a deep Christian faith.
In a tweet, Meghan McCain, daughter of the late Senator John McCain, called Payton a wonderful, fearless, vibrant, intelligent young woman. The Vatican's sexual abuse case against former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick has expanded significantly with a man's testimony that the retired American Archbishop sexually abused him for years, starting when he was 11. News and analysis at townhall.com. Sears meets its deadline to avert liquidation for now.
Sears Chairman Eddie Lampert has met a Friday afternoon legal deadline to make a $4.6 billion offer to buy Sears as a whole, thus preserving 68,000 jobs. With complex proposed major bank financing and debt negotiations, the offer now moves to a January 4th review by Sears advisors. Sears Holdings had filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy last October. A January 14th liquidation auction is still on the calendar if the offer falls through. The last-minute bid comes on a day when Sears announced the closure of 80 more Sears Kmart locations throughout the country. George Bonzani reporting.
Wall Street capped a week of volatile trading Friday with an uneven finish in the market's first weekly gain. Since November, losses in technology, energy, and industrial stocks outweighed gains in retailers and other consumer-focused companies. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you. Feeling groovy.
The Dana Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoop-a-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
Nate Shellman here in Boise, Idaho, filling in for Dana here on The Dana Show. Today is the last live show of 2018 for The Dana Show, a show that I've had the privilege and honor. Every time I fill in for Dana, it's a privilege and an honor. But the last show of the year, the last live show of the year, I've been able to do just in happenstance. And I make the last show of the year Festivus. Now, for those of you who, yeah, I've heard of Festivus. There's a couple places around town that do Festivus parties. Pray tell, how did Festivus start? George's dad, tell us how Festivus started.
Welcome, newcomers. The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it. You.
There's no Festivus poll, there are no feats of strength, but today is the airing of the grievances, as the last day of the year should be. There's a number of things going on that stick in our, they just stick right in our teeth and they just bother us. Now they're shutting down, or they're threatening a shutdown of the southern border. Again, not a bad idea until the wall gets passed or built or funded. But where was this for the past 2 years? Mr. President, I support your wall, but where is this now or never mentality? Where is it coming from when I haven't seen it when the Republican Party controlled the House? I would almost venture to say that maybe the president doesn't want the wall. Maybe, just maybe, he knows that the wall would never be built. But it made a great headline, and it's a great rally cry. If you've ever been to a Trump rally all over the country. People want the wall. Washington doesn't. The president knows that. The president could have had this hardline stance, and that Republican Party that had just lost power would have built it. Now, here we are. 2 years down the road. Still no wall. Now there's a shutdown. And once the Democrats take over, we'll see where it goes from there. Again, I want a wall. I want border security. I want. This is stuff I want. Now, your grievances. 844-344-DANA. 844-344-3262. What's your grievance? Let it be heard. Let us start with, I'm going to go Russ in Missouri. Russ, you're on the Dana Show. Go ahead.
This is Anton from Orlando.
Anton, we'll go with you. Congratulations, you're up.
So, my grievance is people who...
Hold on, time. See, you're, hold on. Time, hold the phone. You already have it wrong. First of all, you start by saying Happy Festivus.
Oh, Happy Festivus.
That a boy, Anton. Now you're in the Festivus spirit. Now let your grievance be heard, sir.
People who do not know how to drive in their own state and the weather. So, like, I'm in Florida. It rains a lot here. People don't seem to know how to drive in rainy weather. I don't know how, because it rains here all the time, and yet they don't know how to drive. Same thing when I lived up in Buffalo. It snows there all the time. You're bound to know during the wintertime it's going to snow. And people don't know how to drive there either. It's crazy.
By don't know how to drive, what are you saying? They're hydroplaning or they're, they're going too slow? What are we talking?
They're either too slow or they are driving way too fast in the weather that they should be driving a little bit slower in. Just, if it's not one thing, it's another.
Okay.
Or
now,
they don't even know how to put blinkers on.
All right, again, here's the thing. I vacillate back and forth whether or not death penalty is appropriate for these people. Because, you know, right now it doesn't seem appropriate. When I'm in traffic and that person's in front of me, it seems appropriate. What do you think about this idea? Anton, go with me. What kind of car do you drive? Make and model. What kind of car do you drive?
Chevy Volt.
Chevy... Oh, boy. Okay. Yeah, okay. You're one of those people. Okay. I think a car. I think the newer cars, and you know what? There probably ought to be a fee for this. I think we should get one rocket, one missile, on our car per year. You get one missile. Okay. You get one missile, and you get to launch that son of a gun at the worst driver you see. Now, you don't want to use that missile in January because that's your missile for the year. You can't buy anymore. But we should get one missile.
What do you think?
Yeah, you drive a Chevy Volt, so your missile would probably be battery-powered and probably just be all kinds of eco-friendly and stuff. But, you know, it's a missile's a missile. I drive a Mustang. My car goes over 60.
Oh, that's hard.
Anton,
mine does too. I can get up to 80.
Yes, especially if you're going downhill. Anton, listen, I love you. Happy Festivus. I hope 2019 treats you well. 844-344-DANA. 844-344-3262. Let's try Heidi in Missouri. Heidi, you're on the Dana Show.
Well, happy Festivus. And I would like to air my grievances. First of all, I am
Heidi,
so tired.
Heidi, the floor is yours.
Okay. I am so tired of Trump's hate. It's been 2 years already. Get over it, people. They act like Obama was an ex-girlfriend, and that ex-girlfriend ain't coming back. I'm sorry. Just get over it. I am so tired of the Me Too movement. I am – that's just annoying. I am tired of rhinos. I'm tired of people who talk all conservative. I'm more like a libertarian, like a conservatarian. I was a constitutionalist. I hate saying Republican. I'm so tired of people, you know, not following through what they say, whether it's a judge like Roberts or Kavanaugh and everything else. And I am tired of people on social media just blasting Trump. I try to stay neutral on social media. I try not to give my political opinion because I kind of run a small business and I don't want to drive people away. But it's just frustrating. I feel like I have to hold my breath and not say anything because I don't want to get the backlash. And furthermore, Merry Christmas, Hallelujah, Happy New Year, and where's the Tylenol?
Stephen, did we keep track of how many grievances that was? Did we cross seven? Was that seven grievances? We all lost track. We were normally limiting people to one grievance, but I got to tell you, Heidi, you know what? In the spirit of Festivus, from your opening Happy Festivus line, I think in the bylaws, if you share a Happy Festivus to that volume and energy that you share, you are allowed seven grievances. So, Heidi, you got it off your chest. I got to tell you, that is what Festivus is all about. Now, are you ready for the new year? Just with that, aren't you ready for the new year?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I know. Let's just hurry up. Just end this year already. It wasn't a horrible year, but just we know there's a mountain of crap coming our way in 2019. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm getting my helmet strapping on, going, all right, bring it on. Let's go, because if you thought 2018 was bumpy, 2019, man, you know, get the leather, get ready to bite it, because it's going to be brutal. It's going to be brutal for everybody. We are not done. If you're exhausted from the past 2 years, oh, man, we forgot what a Democrat House was like almost. So, Heidi, hang in there. Don't lose faith. And I was almost waiting for you to say pass the ammunition. That was the only thing that would have made your call better. Appreciate the call, Heidi. 844-344-DANA. 844-344-3262. So, today is Festivus. Today is the annual airing of the grievances. I'm Nate Shellman, filling in for Dana from Boise, Idaho. More of your grievances on this Festivus. Next.
When it comes to costly car repairs, you need options. You can't sacrifice your family's safety on the road by bargain hunting for the best deal. That's why you need extended vehicle protection from CarShield. CarShield makes the process of fixing your car for a covered repair super easy. You can have your favorite mechanic or the dealership do the work. It's your choice. They also provide 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while yours is being fixed for free. If your car has 5,000 to 150,000 miles, it doesn't mean you have to pay high repair bills. CarShield administrators have paid out close to $2 billion in claims, and they're ready to help you. Save yourself thousands in future car repairs. Get covered by the ultimate in extended vehicle protection like I did. Call 800-CAR-6100 and mention code Dana, or visit carshield.com and use code Dana to save 10%. Call 800-CAR-6100, mention code Dana, or visit carshield.com and use code Dana to save 10%. A deductible may apply.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
Did you know that it is constitutional for students to sing religious Christmas songs in public schools? Well, it is. So long as the religious songs are balanced with secular Christmas songs. Visit pji.org and download our free guide, Christmas Q&A.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changetheculture.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Meet animals like Sweet Pea the Skunk and Spike the Porcupine at Turtle Bay Exploration Park's animal programs every weekend at 2 p.m. Stop by on Friday for an animal spotlight.
Visit on Saturdays for the indoor animal show where animals fly, crawl, or walk on by. Or visit on Sundays and get led through the park, weather permitting, in Turtle Bay's Animal Parade.
Fun for all ages every weekend at 2 p.m. Animal programs are free for members and included with admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Giving you the facts from Anchorage to Alabama.
It's Dana Lash.
Actually, it's Nate Shellman here filling in for Dana live from Boise, Idaho, here on The Dana Show. Dana's going to be back after a well-deserved vacation. Dana's going to be back on Wednesday, back in the chair. But in the meantime, a number of us have had the pleasure and luxury of doing some radio house-sitting for her. Sergio yesterday, thank you very much. Me today, making sure that, you know, all the plants are watered and the dog gets fed and all that stuff. And then Dana comes back, so we can't hold... We can hold a little party. We can't hold a big party. So I'm having a little Festivus party. All right? Today is the final live show of 2018. The airing of the grievances. 844-344-DANA. 844-344-3262. Paul, Indiana, you're on the Dana Show. Go ahead, Paul.
Happy Festivus. I'm a pretty easygoing guy. I'm pro Second Amendment, pro First Amendment. You know, it gives me the right to say whatever I want. It doesn't give you the right to just hear, you know, just force me to say what you like. But the main thing that bothers me is, and this is going to be silly, is people call the things you wear on your legs pants, a pair of pants. It's one thing. It's a pant. If you pick, people have told me before, I've asked people I work and know and work with and know, and they said that because it's got two legs, it's a pair. I said, your shirt's got two sleeves, but it's not a pair of shirts. I don't understand why people call them a pair of pants. It's only one pant. You pick any part of it up, the whole thing comes up. It's one thing. So, and that just, and I've got OCD, so that just drives me insane.
No. What? What? All right.
I know.
Paul, we got to chat. Well, no, you and I got to chat for a second, okay? Here's the thing. All right. Hi, Paul, you're having a pretty good year. You know that, right? Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I give you a little perspective? Can I give you a little bit of perspective?
Mm-hmm.
You're on a national radio show right now, okay? The monkey with the microphone, that's me, took to the airwaves and said, hey, what's your biggest grievance of 2018? And your number one grievance is pants should be pant.
Yeah, because everything else is going okay as far as, you know, I mean, people are hating on Trump, the wall and all that stuff. I'm pro-wall, pro-Trump. I mean, you know, I'm okay with it if, you know, he calls people babies and, you know, makes faces at them or anything else. I don't care. I mean, you know, we were still able to have our guns or ammunition, you know, and so, you know, it just bothers me. I don't know why. It's all the time. I don't speak correctly all the time, but just that for some reason bothers me. And I've never been able to find out why.
More than anything else.
Google knows everything.
That's the number one thing you called in to talk about. Pant, we need to change pants to pant. I'm going to go out and buy a pant.
We don't need to change it. We don't need to change it. We just need to call it what it is. It's a pant. And yeah,
you know what? Paul, well, good luck with your movement, Paul. I got to tell you, man. Yeah, okay. I want to live you. I want to live your life for just a couple of moments. I want to see you at the department store. I actually want to follow you as you harass everybody. It's a pant. Stop calling it pants. Just making some little 7-year-old cry. Who is that guy? It's pants. What? He wants us to change the signs here at Kohl's. What do you want us to do?
Well, I bought a pair of sleep pants for my son, and on the back it's got a picture of it, and it says it contains one pant, P-A-N-T. So,
but you just said pants. You just said you bought a pair of pants, but you just said pants.
I did, just so everybody understood what I was talking about. Because if I bought a pant, the conversation we just had, people would go, I don't know.
I'm utterly confused right now because you just violated your own rule that you want to pass. Now I have another grievance, Paul, and it deals with you want to change something, but you still use what's bothering you, which is the problem we have today. Paul, I bid you farewell and Happy New Year. Quick five. Do we have time for a quick five?
And now, all of the news you would probably miss.
It's time for Dana's quick five.
Now, it might be a quick six because some guy in Indiana wants to change pants to pants. First of all, salute to Richard Overton, the nation's oldest living veteran, passing away at the age of 112, serving the nation's oldest living veteran. Born in 1906, served for 3 years during World War II. Thank you, sir. By the way, you know what credited him? You know what he credits for making 112 years old? Smoking cigars from the time he was 18 years old, smoking 12 a day. What does medicine know? All right, if you're going to New York City, Mayor de Blasio's plan to keep the parks free of needles has backfired. Wants the junkies to place their used syringes into special receptacles. Again, the failure in that logic is the people using the syringes tend to get a little high, and they don't know where the garbage can is. Okay, it's been reported over and over and over that President Trump has become the first president since 2002 to not visit troops at Christmas time, and nobody is correcting this. Nobody's correcting this and saying that he actually did visit the troops. In fact, the First Lady went with him, becoming the First Lady to visit a war zone since 1969. New York Times. We're focusing on New York for a little bit, but readers of the New York Times refuse to believe Trump didn't give troops brand new Make America Great Again MAGA hats. That's the number one thing they are concerned about. Today is Festivus here on The Dana Show. My name's Nate Shellman. It is the last live show of 2018. This is the airing of the grievances. 844-344-DANA. 844-344-3262. More of your grievances next.
The end of year is fast approaching, making this an important time to talk about organizations like the Purple Heart Foundation. If you're making arrangements now for your remaining charitable giving in 2018, I'd like to urge you to consider making a cash or car donation to the Purple Heart Foundation. Now, some of the reasons why? Well, we can't rely on the government to take care of our veterans and their families. It's independent groups like the Purple Heart Foundation that really make the difference. The Purple Heart Foundation provides assistance with everything from academic scholarships to support PTSD research, and so much more. The Purple Heart has been helping veterans since 1957. That's a long history of making a difference for our soldiers. Together, let's join forces and support the Purple Heart Foundation. Tell them you're a Dana Show listener and donate in honor of our nation's heroes. Visit give2purpleheart.org. That's give2purpleheart.org or 888-414-4483. That's 888-414-4483. Let's all join the Purple Heart Foundation in honoring their sacrifice.
Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460. KCNR 1460.
When you need assistance applying for veteran benefits, consider utilizing the Shasta County Veteran Service Office. Our veteran representatives are all military veterans that are highly trained and fully accredited, giving you the best support possible. This is Celestina Traver, your Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We welcome you to our office at 1855 Shasta Street to see what benefits are awaiting you. Please call us at 225-5616.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your security tip of the day. If it doesn't look right, it probably isn't. Many people hang around to investigate what may be a crime only to become a victim themselves because they confront a violent criminal. Leave the area and call your local law enforcement agency immediately. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
We've just received news that Chlorina and Sludge have been captured for impersonating spring water. Let's now go to our field reporter, Olza Wett.
Once again, Bob the Drop saves the world from fake water and... Oh, here's Bob now. Bob, do you have anything to say?
Well, Chlorina and Sludge from Tapopolis are the worst. Why would you want wannabe water when you can have the best tasting water delivered right to your door? Anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
A Christmas message from Drs. Pomela and Payush Danuka. This has been a tough year for the North State. We saw an unprecedented loss from fires. We also saw the increasing divisions and polarization in our national life. We wish to share with everyone the message of Christ, a message of love and hope. Together we draw the strength from our faith in this message, and we shall overcome any suffering, any threat, any division, or any calamity. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a very Happy New Year. Drs. Pomela and Payush Danuka.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Stream the podcast. Tell your Amazon device, Alexa, play the Dana Show podcast.
As long as your internet's not tied into CenturyLink. I didn't have internet yesterday. I couldn't binge watch Netflix. My name is Nate Shellman. I'm filling in from Boise, Idaho, here on the Dana Show. Today, Festivus, airing of the grievances, which reminds me, since the voiceover lady said listen to Alexa, CenturyLink, you guys better not charge me for my full bill. I want a $4 credit from yesterday. Still don't have internet today. Still can't. I'm not paying for internet I can't possibly use. Take $4 off my bill. I want my $4 back. 844-344-DANA. Today is Festivus. Airing of the grievances. Dana's going to be back on Wednesday. Problem is, that's 2019. This is the final live show of 2018. So speak now or forever hold your peace. 844-344-DANA. Let's go to, is it Roger in Florida? Roger? Oh, sorry, Jim, Missouri. Jim in Missouri, happy Festivus. You're on the Dana Show.
Hello.
Go Jim. Ahead, Jim.
I can't, Jim. Vic.
Oh.
There's a Vic there.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Is it Vic?
All right, you know what? We're going to skip this. There we go. Go ahead.
Hello.
All right, thank you very much for the call. Let's try Sal in Vermont. Sal, you're on the Dana Show. Go ahead, Sal.
Hey, happy Festivus. I want to thank Paul, first off. He made my day with that pan thing. My grievance is this. I don't think neither side, Republicans, Democrats, truly want to end this immigration problem. If they really did take the jobs away, they stop coming. Eventually, they leave on their own. Problem solved. Why aren't they doing that? Why are they not finding the employer who hire these people? That's my grievance. What do you think?
I agree with you almost 100%. I think there are some people out there who do want to stop it, and I'm a firm believer. You go after everybody, you know. And you know, here's the thing, man. I don't buy into the whole every illegal immigrant is a drug dealing murderous SOB.
No, okay, I don't either. Okay. But to put it under control, because it's obviously out of control. I mean, years ago they used to find the employer, and it was under control. They were still coming here, but not like they are today. I don't think neither side really truly wants to stop it, personally, because
I think it's too little too late.
I agree. Too little, too late. Can I mention one other one?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Why is it that the new cars today, I can't service my own transmission? Why do I have to bring it to a dealer and spend $300 to have them service it?
Ooh, see, all right. Knowing a little bit about this, what do you got? Just make and model.
I have a Toyota. I used to be able to service my own transmission for years. Never had a transmission problem. Bought a newer Toyota. It's a service. It's a non-serviceable transmission, and in order to service it, I have to bring it to a dealer, and it costs $300.
Well, you mean to tell me you can't get through the casing?
Nope. You can't. There is no dipstick. There's no way to drain it and fill it. And unless you go to a dealer and the fluid that they're so-called using says lasts for the life of the transmission, which I find that real hard to believe. And when I call Toyota on it, they tell me that they're going on what customers wanted. And I laughed at them. And I said, I want to hear the messages from customers saying, I want a transmission I don't have to service.
Wow. Because you mean to tell me you don't have the tools to crack the casing, or are you telling me it's completely encased and there's no way to... There's got to be a way to open it.
You could open it, but you can't fill it.
Wow.
There's no way in the world... Yep, I know. Nope, most people don't. I happen to be a guy who serviced the transmission myself. I drain the fluid once a year, put new fluid in. All my vehicles for 30 years never have a transmission problem.
Yeah, see, you know, I mean, here's the thing. You need to go to a Toyota tech. All right, you got to have a buddy, Lou. You got to have a buddy. You got to know somebody who knows somebody. There's got to be a hack in there somewhere, man. There's got to be a hack. You know it.
There's no port. There's no port to refill it. I'm best friends with the head of the mechanics in the Toyota dealer where I go. He's the number one guy. And he told me, he said, no, all these new vehicles now, they're non-serviceable transmissions. And when I tell him I know the truth, my personal feeling is they did it because the dealers are making more money on it. And he just puts his hands up in the air. There's no way in the world that I can fill the transmission once I drain it. It has to be done by a machine.
I now have a hobby. I gotta find this. I don't know if there's gonna be a way I'm gonna get back to you, but I gotta find out a way. I don't accept this.
Crazy.
I can't.
It's crazy,
listen, first,
right?
Listen. No, and you know what? They started doing this with cell phones too. Where it's like, no, you can't just buy a new battery. You gotta buy a whole new cell phone. You can't just replace the battery.
Yeah, well.
Because most of the reasons cell phones. No, well, I mean, but yeah, you're right. I bought the thing, and they purposely make it obsolete. Now you're buying a car you can't even fix. You possess the knowledge. You should be able to.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah.
I appreciate the call. That's a grievance. 844-344-DANA. 844-344-3262. Today is Festivus, the annual airing of the grievances. Zach, Missouri, you're on the Dana Show. Go ahead, Zach.
Nate, happy Festivus. How you doing?
Zach, happy Festivus to you, sir.
Hey, Nate, if you want that $4, you can get it from your cable company. It's just going to have to cost you about an hour on the phone. So if that $4 is worth an hour on the phone, that's up to you. Number two, the guy with the Toyota, he wanted a serviceable transmission, then he shouldn't have bought a Toyota. Number three, the guy with the pants that is OCD, he needs to try some CBD oil and calm his butt down. But I really called about is my rent is about... the deep state. There is collusion only with one person, one party. There is active right now, there is an investigation going on against our president, Donald Trump, about collusion in the 2016 presidential election, okay? What do we got here? The person that colluded, tell me this. When a network, CNN, gives the questions to a Donna Brazile whenever there's the debates, and she gives it to Hillary Clinton to sway the 2016 presidential election, to sway it in her side, what is that? Is that not collusion? Yes, it is, and nobody's doing nothing about it. And there will never, ever be anybody. Nobody's going to topple the deep state until somebody goes to prison, okay? And it starts with Hillary Clinton. Now, President Obama can send down 50 FBI agents down to Ferguson, Missouri, and investigate the police department and find a couple joke emails, but President Donald Trump can't send the FBI agent to go and swarm Hillary Clinton and the foundation, the Clinton Foundation? Come on, man. Somebody's got to go to prison, and there's never going to be the goodbye of the deep state. Somebody needs to go after them. That's my rant. Thank you very much. God bless America.
You forgot that Mueller found a nudie. In his investigation, Mueller apparently has a nudie selfie. He found a nudie selfie in his investigation. That's the one of the headlines today, according to that investigation. Which I've never been more interested in this investigation until today. There's a nudie in there. I don't know. They didn't say it was a nudie of Trump. So I'm hoping it's another Russian operative. I want to see it. I listened. I think we're entitled to. We're paying for it, right? Come on, you just yelled for the past 5 minutes.
Stormy.
Yeah. That's waiting for us in 2019. All that mess is waiting for us in 2019. And either it's going to be a whole lot of nothing. I mean, and a lot of people say this is going to be a whole lot of nothing. Or there might be something to it. I don't know. I have no earthly clue. You say deep state, but neither one of us are there. And if everything you say is true, you do realize that you actually are saying that Trump is part of the deep state.
No, you understand no, that? No. I
heard everything you said. I heard everything you said. If Trump wanted Hillary in handcuffs, he'd make it happen. He'd make it happen. If Trump wanted Hillary in handcuffs, he'd make it happen. She's not. So by your own logic, Trump's part of the deep state.
I see your point, but why was he going around the country that said promises made, promises kept? Because there's something with that. He's waiting. I don't know why. I don't know what he's waiting for, but he's got information. He hasn't released any of the documents. That's all about the Pfizer request. He's keeping that. I don't know why. There's something going on that we don't know about. And until he springs, he's got an ace in his sleeve, okay? He's waiting. I don't know why. America wants him to pounce, and he's not doing it. So
either he's waiting or you're
here?
Hoping.
I don't know. It's one. You know what? Do you not believe there's a...
All right. Stop. You've entertained me long enough. Knock it off. You want to cry deep state, come with something. Don't come with a bunch of questions. Come with an answer. You and the rest of you. I got another grievance, and it's for this group of people. Trump's just a big victim. Everybody's against Trump. Everybody's got an excuse, but nobody has an answer. Come with answers. Knock off the excuses. Stop it. You want to be better than actually be better. That may not be the Festivus message you want to hear, but that's the Festivus message you're getting. My name's Nate Shellman, filling in for Dana here on The Dana Show. Today is Festivus, the airing of the grievances. 844-344-DANA, 844-344-3262. More of your grievances next on The Dana Show.
Losing sleep over finding the perfect gift for those special people in your life? With the gift of MyPillow, you can get a good night's sleep and give a good night's sleep. I got a MyPillow for Christmas last year, and since then, I've never slept better. It's not an exaggeration to say that the gift of MyPillow can actually change your life because it'll change the way you sleep. MyPillows are made right here in the U.S. of A with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton, and they come with a 10-year warranty. For a limited time, get four MyPillows. Four. Two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for half the price, plus free shipping. They're also extending their money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2019. Call 800-944-4975 or visit MyPillow.com and use promo code Dana. For a limited time, get four MyPillows, two premium MyPillows, and two go-anywhere pillows for half the price, plus free shipping. MyPillow.com, promo code Dana. That's 800-944-4975 or visit MyPillow.com and use promo code Dana. Everybody has that hard-to-buy-for person on their list, that one person who seemingly has everything, or maybe you're searching for a gift that's actually useful, something that everybody needs. What if you could give a gift that will actually last a lifetime, is manufactured in the USA, and offers a priceless gift, safety and security? Give the gift of Maglite. One Maglite I recommend is the ultimate survival light, the Maglite ML300L 4-cell LED. Now, the ML300L 4-cell LED offers 18 days of effective, real, usable light. That's more than 400 hours on a single set of batteries, coupled with the legendary ruggedness and reliability of Maglite. When you need a light source in a disaster situation, the Maglite ML300L 4-cell LED offers peace of mind. Visit maglite.com/Dana and take advantage of special pricing for only you out there, my listeners. Maglite makes a superior product with a limited lifetime warranty. Give the gift of Maglite, a gift that will actually last a lifetime. Visit maglite.com/Dana.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Winter is coming. At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Reading Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
She keeps a Moët Chandon in a pretty cabinet. Bethany Cake, she says, just like Marie Antoinette. A building, a remedy, the first job, an entity, and a time.
It's the Dana Show.
Nate Shelman here in Boise, Idaho, filling in for Dana here on The Dana Show. Today is Festivus, as it's the last live show of 2018, the airing of the grievances. I know, for those of you who truly follow in the spirit of Festivus, you know we're a little late in celebrating Festivus, but it's the principle that matters. 844-344-DANA. Let's go to Jesse in Indiana. Jesse, you're on The Dana Show. Go ahead, Jesse.
Oh, thank you very much, Nate, for taking my call, kind sir. I appreciate you. Appreciate you very much. In celebration of Festivus, my complaint is that the DACA kids have not even been mentioned in this $5 billion proposal for the wall budget. It's not getting any play. I would like to see somebody come out there and say $5 billion and then amnesty to the 780,000, 690,000 registered DACA kids that are out there with a plan for this amnesty. Let's go a five-year plan maybe with military service included, or show me a trades degree, trade skill, or a bachelor's degree from a college, something. It can be with a win-win for both sides, and then everybody comes away with like, that doesn't feel really good, but it doesn't feel really bad at the same time. We're just kicking this can down the road. I need something, you know?
Yeah.
I coach kids, coach at a high school, and right now
how many DACA kids do you coach?
They're in limbo. I've coached probably eight in the last several years. I got one at Harvard right now. One lost her athletic scholarship because she didn't realize that, I guess she was DACA maybe, I don't know, or the college didn't realize. So then when they found out that Social Security number that she had was a DACA recipient Social Security number, they revoked her scholarship. So, and that kind of hurts me. You know, I'm like, oh, now she has to work to pay for school, which is no big deal, but her dad was deported, so now she's taking care of the three kids that are left behind with her. So she wants to join the military, and that's what I'm in right now as well. I'm in the military also. So in the military, we haven't met our numbers in several years, you know, on recruits. Well, I know of at least two of the DACA kids that came to me, and they want to join. I can't get them in because they don't have a green card right now. So I want to see something happen. They've been here since kindergarten all the way through high school. They're in their third year of college right now. So what are we going to do? Are we going to send them back to a country that they don't know? I don't know what the solution is, but I want to see somebody talk about this.
Yeah, and you're right. It's been a while since we talked about this because people can't just put up a stinking wall. You want step one to be DACA. Other people want step one to be a wall. And I guess trying to get people to agree on what step one in fixing the immigration problem will be has been part of the immigration shell game, if you will. You know, well, I don't want to start there. I want to start here. I don't want to start there. I want to start here. And nothing gets done. People come up with grand ideas on how to give a temporary fix, but nobody has a permanent one. See, and you being a teacher and a recruiter, you have a different point of view on this than I will ever have. So, are you saying that you don't want a border wall without a DACA provision? Because again, now we're not going to get anything done. I mean, think about how big the argument is.
I want a border wall with a DACA provision.
Right.
I heard some of the DACA kids
say,
on news they're probably.
No, you're probably going to get none.
Where they were like, don't use me as a shell game or as a pawn. No, please do. Let's see if we can get both. Let's see if we get amnesty and the funding. It's
we
a win-win
can't get
for,
any of them done on their own.
And a loose
what fight. Makes you think we can get both?
I know.
I got now. I think your wants and desires at one point in time are at this point in time are too big all at once. You have to pick one, not both. I appreciate the call. 844-344-DANA. I got time for Florida Man here real quick, where just a public service announcement for Florida. Shooting your guns at New Year's is not only against the law, but it is also dangerous because bullets come back down to earth. My name's Nate Shellman, filling in for Dana here on The Dana Show. Today is Festivus, the airing of the grievances. 844-344-DANA.
A Christmas message from Drs. Pomela and Payush Dhanuka. This has been a tough year for the North State. We saw an unprecedented loss from fires. We also saw the increasing divisions and polarization in our national life. We wish to share with everyone the message of Christ, a message of love and hope. Together we draw the strength from our faith in this message, and we shall overcome any suffering, any threat, any division, or any calamity. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a very Happy New Year. Drs. Pomela and Payush Dhanuka.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com. Laura Ingram, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Tom Gresham are only on KCNR 1460. You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. President Trump met with his vice president and key advisors in Washington tonight with the partial government shutdown likely topping the agenda. Here's correspondent Jackie Quinn.
There was a dinner meeting at the vice president's residence in Washington, not the Florida vacation that Donald Trump had planned for the holiday week. The White House says incoming acting chief of staff Mick Mulvaney and senior advisor Jared Kushner were part of the discussion. The budget standoff that closed some key government agencies and national parks centers on the president's demand for money for his proposed border wall and the Democrats' refusal. With a new congressional session starting next week, it's expected this stalemate will last at least that long. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A suspected drunken driver accused of killing a California police officer who pulled him over was captured Friday as he tried to flee back to Mexico, where he lived before illegally crossing into the U.S. Stanislaus County Sheriff Adam Christensen.
Gustavo Perez Arriaga, 33 years old, again, was arrested earlier today during the execution of a search warrant. He was found at a residence in the Bakersfield, Kern County area.
The sheriff leading the investigation blamed California's sanctuary law for preventing local authorities from reporting Arriaga to U.S. immigration officials for two previous drunken driving arrests. If he had been deported, the sheriff said Corporal Ranil Singh of the Tiny Newman Police Department would still be alive. Wall Street capped a week of volatile trading with an uneven finish Friday in the market's first weekly gain. Since November, losses in technology, energy, and industrial stocks outweighed gains in retailers and other consumer-focused companies. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hugs at the arrival gate.
Hey, I missed you so much.
Seeing your best bud for the first time in a long time. Family and friends around the table. At Lincoln, we know the holidays are filled with moments like these. When we realize that the greatest wish of all is one that brings us together. In that spirit, we invite you into our home during the Lincoln Wishlist event. Where not coincidentally, we're making wishes come true with exceptional offers on the Lincoln family of luxury vehicles. The Lincoln Continental, the MKZ, the MKC, the new Nautilus, and the iconic Navigator. The Lincoln Wishlist event. Because wishes really do come true at your Lincoln dealer.
Home sales continue to slow across the country. Here's correspondent Ben Thomas.
Fewer Americans signed contracts to buy homes last month as higher mortgage rates and higher prices squeezed would-be buyers out of the market. With the average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage now at 4.55%, the National Association of Realtors says its pending home sales index dipped 0.7% in November to 101.4. It's the 11th consecutive monthly drop. All four regions of the country reported declines, with the West seeing the biggest at 12.2%. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Environmental Protection Agency will keep disaster response teams and other essential workers on the job as it becomes the latest agency to start furloughing employees in the government shutdown. The EPA will implement its shutdown plan at midnight, furloughing many of its roughly 14,000 workers. News and analysis at townhall.com. New York's electric utility investigating the power mishap that had city residents joking about an alien invasion.
The electric utility Con Edison is trying to trace the equipment failure that sent a 138,000-volt surge, essentially a man-made lightning bolt, to the ground at a substation in Queens, bathing the city in an otherworldly blue glow.
When high-voltage electrical equipment fails, it often has with it a very significant arc. And frankly, when it happens at night on a clear sky, it is very dramatic.
Con Ed Chairman John McAvoy says a bit of equipment akin to a circuit breaker failed. Police Commissioner James O'Neill says there were 500 911 calls in the half hour before the episode, 3,200 in the half hour after. Warren Levinson, New York.
U.S. officials in at least one state said Friday they have started investigations into a nationwide CenturyLink internet outage that has disrupted 911 service. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Cancer.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The Dana Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoop-a-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
Nate Gelman here in Boise, Idaho, filling in for Dana here on The Dana Show in what is the final live show of 2018. Dana will be back on Wednesday. But it's been my pleasure to fill in for Dana, to host her show on any day. But especially the last live day of the year, where we just get to just let it out. And that's what Festivus is. You remember Festivus? Seinfeld? Because George is dead. George Costanza's dead. George, Mr. Costanza, tell us what Festivus is, please.
Miracle. Welcome, newcomers. The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
I have a general Festivus grievance, and you can let your Festivus grievances be heard at 844-344-DANA. That's 844-344-DANA. If we want government to stop growing, if we want
government, federal government, state government, to stop growing. Stop going to government requesting they fix every issue. Stop going to the federal government trying to make everything a federal issue when it doesn't have to be. States have the rights to govern themselves. If we don't want the federal government to grow, start as small as you possibly can. 844-344-DANA, 844-344-3262. Let's go to Jason in Indiana. Jason, you're on the Dana. Oh, sorry. Let's go to Joe in Florida. Joe. Oh, I got my call screwed. Yeah, let's go to Jason in Indiana. My mistake. Jason, Indiana, you're on the Dana Show. Go ahead, Jason.
Good afternoon, sir. Thank you for taking my call.
Happy Festivus.
Happy Festivus. My grievance is information in itself, and, you know, how I'd like to explain that is simple as this. I get up every morning. I listen to Tony Katz. I listen to Dana, the Chicks, Hammer, Nigel. All that information is easily absorbed because I'm a Republican. It's easy to believe. Then you got your Democrats. They get up, they listen to their radio stations. They're Democrats. It's easy to absorb that information. So who's right? I ask you, how do you feel about that? Who's right? Who's wrong? How do you determine the information, and where is the line?
You know what? I love your. I don't know if that's a Festivus grievance or not. You pose a Festivus question, which, again, this is the airing of the grievances, not of the questions, Jason. But we will address that in a different episode. You know what? Just like anything else, politically, these are all what I would like to refer to as cloud discussions. Okay, Jason, if you and I are standing next to each other and we stare at a cloud, chances are you and I might actually see something different in that cloud. Okay? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay?
I do, yeah.
So, you look at a cloud and you say, that's a dog. I look at that cloud and say, that's a plane. So, who's right? Me or you? Now, put a pin in that starter right there. There are those who believe government needs to do everything, and there are those who believe government needs to do as little as possible. There are those who believe that government needs to provide, and then there are those who say that all government needs to provide is an environment for people to thrive. That's it. So I ask you, who's right? Hold on a second. Stop. Don't answer yet. Okay? I don't know you. I don't know what your values are, because your values are as true to you as my values are as true to me. You
exactly.
Get to determine.
Yeah.
Okay? And guess what? The sky is blue. The grass is green. There are a number of these things that are tangibly correct. But when you get to politics and when you get to government and governing philosophies, there are many. There isn't just one. That's the best answer I can give to you.
Let me ask you a question. How did you come up with that answer so quickly? Like, just on the fly?
Yeah, no, I've had the discussion before. I've had the discussion before.
That's
so
brilliant. I mean, well, yeah, I know, but I've asked other people that question, and so quickly that good of a response just wasn't on the fly. I mean, I never thought of it like that, and that's amazing that you put it that way. And it really did change my perspective in the way I think about the two different sides of the information now. Thank you very much.
Well, no problem. And here's the thing. If I disagree with somebody, you know, my job is to make sure Dana's show doesn't go off the air, just keep the needles moving for a little bit. But come on, man. I mean, let's cut through as many things as possible. Do you have friends that are liberals? Do you have friends that are Democrats?
I do, yes.
Yeah, but they're your friends. They're your friends.
Yeah.
They might even be your family. You don't hate them because you disagree with them. You disagree. And we have the ability to live and let live. While other people who, you know, work in marble buildings, who sit at desks that we pay for, marble buildings that we pay for, they don't have that luxury to go, ah, we disagree. They go to a vote, either their side wins or their side loses, and we move on from there. Or sometimes we don't. Sometimes our side loses. It depends.
Interesting.
It all depends.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all. So, Jason, I appreciate the call. Happy Festivus to you, sir. I hope 2019 treats you well.
You too, sir. Thank you very much.
844-344-DANA, 844-344-3262. Let's go to John in Florida. John, happy Festivus. You're on the Dana Show.
Happy Festivus. Thanks for taking my call.
Air your grievance, sir.
Hello? Yes, sir. I called mainly to air my grievance reference to TSA, which I think is a complete joke. It's a setup to make us all have to go through and take a couple hours to get on the plane, and no one's even got a criminal background, and it's just a way for them to pay themselves through, you know, having an organization and having a need to do it. And we want to go back to American freedom, where you can get on your plane and get to your flight where you're supposed to. You're not supposed to be, you know, paying a high price and then laying on the floor. But at any rate, I thought your calls otherwise were very interesting. The last two calls referenced to the wall, and people had very good points, as you did, reference to the wall. A lot of people don't understand that the wall is necessary to reduce the trafficking that's going on with drugs pouring into our country and the gangs coming up and causing crime the human trafficking and organs trafficking and a lot of things that people just don't take into account when they're talking about a wall. And it's too easy for people to get paid off or to look the other way and just let people the flow of whatever that's going on coming in, whereas a wall would be a permanent solution to slow any traffic. Yes, there's ways you can get in or otherwise, but it's a physical barrier, and it will slow things down. And another thing that a lot of people don't know is that Trump already has the money for the wall. He has it in the omnibus spending that went to the military, which is a vague way to use money in any way that you want to, and he has the authority to do so. He's just pulling the Democrats' chain. Anyway, those are my complaints. Thanks for taking my call.
I appreciate the call. Thank you, John. 844-344-DANA, 844-344-3262. Today is Festivus, the final live show of 2018. Airing of the grievances continues on The Dana Show.
Over finding the perfect gift for those special people in your life. With the gift of MyPillow, you can get a good night's sleep and give a good night's sleep. I got a MyPillow for Christmas last year, and since then, I've never slept better. It's not an exaggeration to say that the gift of MyPillow can actually change your life, because it'll change the way you sleep. MyPillows are made right here in the U.S. of A. with 100% machine washable and dryable cotton, and they come with a 10-year warranty. For a limited time, get four MyPillows. Four. Two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for half the price, plus free shipping. They're also extending their money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2019. Call 800-944-4975 or visit MyPillow.com and use promo code DANA. For a limited time, get four MyPillows, two premium MyPillows, and two go-anywhere pillows for half the price, plus free shipping. MyPillow.com, promo code DANA. That's 800-944-4975, or visit MyPillow.com and use promo code DANA.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best.
visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show,
We're a Little Behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed.
The Dana Show is now available on demand. Subscribe on iTunes and get full episodes delivered right to your phone.
You know, as long as your internet's working. You're taking down the best part. Oh. Yeah, there it goes. Yeah, how about, thank you, CenturyLink, again, for, you know, making our lives just a little bit more difficult, but I'm sure, CenturyLink, you're going to charge us, all who subscribe to your service, at full price, even though you had a snafu. See, if I have a snafu, I don't get to charge my customers full price. If they're paying me to provide them a service, and I don't provide them a service, I don't get to charge them full price. My name is Nate Shellman, filling in Boise, Idaho, for Dana here on The Dana Show. Today, the final live show of 2018. Dana is going to be back on Wednesday in her chair at her throne. In the meantime, it's Festivus, the airing of the grievances. 844-344-DANA, 844-344-3262. Let's go to Bill, New York. You're on The Dana Show. Go ahead, Bill.
Have a merry happy new year. My gripe is the ignorance and passivity of the American people. The common law gives us the courts. We have the grand jury and the jury. They are not controlled by anybody but us. And as a consequence, we decide what the law is, we decide how to apply the law, and we decide who's guilty. When the judges tell us otherwise, they're lying to us. And we buy it. We can decide if, for instance, we send people to Congress, the Assembly, the Senate. We tell them what we want. They turn around and don't do it, or they politic for promising us to do it, and they don't do it. That's fraud. And we don't convict them, and we should be. And then they learn to do exactly what they're told to do, because we're supposed to be the dog wagging the tail to government. And right now, the government is wagging us. That's my grief.
You're good in philosophy. You use words and you use charges, as in criminal charges, where, you know, you use the word indictment. All right, I dig the passion. Again, our sentence isn't time in jail. It's not time in prison. We get to sentence them to removal of their status. We get to take that title that we bestow upon them, whether it be president, vice president, senator, congressman, judge, mayor. We get to remove that from them if they aren't doing what we want them to or what they told us they would be doing. So, again, I'm a word guy. You know, and I understand a lot of people want everybody in jail, where what may be the only sentence they get is they don't get to be in that position forever. But you're right. We ultimately are the check and balance. The American people are that check and balance, not the politicians. Bill, appreciate the call. 844-344-DANA. 844-344-3262. Joe, Florida. You're on the Dana Show. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, how are you doing? My
Go
grievance
for it, Joe.
Is this. I'm a federal employee. I work for the federal prison system. I work at the largest complex in the country. My grievance is I look in the news and all these federal employees that are being interviewed saying they're going to work for free. They're not going to work for free. This will be the third government shutdown I've been in. We've gotten back pay for every single one. Once they open the government, everybody who's not at work is going to get back pay. And the kicker is the last one we had back in 2013, we sued the government and won damages. And I don't have the numbers in front of me, but the damages were, I think we got paid time and a half for a week. And so all these furloughed employees that are sitting at home and not having to come to work, they don't have to use any of their sick time. They don't have to use any of their annual leaves. They're getting free time off. We will get paid. It may not be on time, but we're going to get all the days that you weren't at work. You're going to get those days paid, and we'll sue the government again, and we'll win again, and they'll have to pay us damages. That's my grievance. I'm on my way to work. I'm essential.
As a federal employee, are government shutdowns worth it? Are they effective?
No. No, they're not.
Appreciate
when,
the call.
When the government opens, all right.
Yeah. You're on your way to work and I'm on a break. I appreciate the call because everyone uses, they look at, oh, government shutdown. No, it's not. Now, there might be some people who aren't reporting to work, but government isn't shut down. Not everything's closed. Is it effective? When you hear about how much it actually costs us. Now, philosophically speaking, if you want a wall and you're willing to go through whatever it takes to get a wall, well, the Democrats are taking over right after first of the year. So all this may be for nothing. President Trump might shut down the southern border. Or not. He may get a wall. Or not. This is all theater. And the more it happens, the more the people learn about it. The more the people know about it, that a shutdown is not 100% of the government. We still have troops fighting. We still have people at federal facilities. I appreciate the call. Joe, nobody works for free either. That's against the law. All right, I got time for a quick five. Let's do this real fast.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss.
It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
We have a Story here from the Daily Caller that says a left-wing billionaire gave $100,000 toward an online misinformation campaign that mimicked Russian interference operations. Probably hadn't heard that one. Other bombshells against Jamal Khashoggi, saying that he may have been a foreign influence agent. Tom Arnold making moronic news, saying that 80% of NRA members shoot themselves or a family member. And if you think that's bad, Montel Williams says, wait a second, hold my beer. I can be dumber than that. I can be dumber than that. Dana Lash weighing in on that as well. Going after Dana, we'll be sure to hear from Dana upon her reaction to Montel Williams. By the way, Latinos supporting GOP, supporting the Republican Party despite the immigration talk. This is Festivus.
Giving a useful gift is so much more meaningful than just giving something disposable because it's low quality. You know the gifts I'm talking about, the type of gift that's nice, but by next Christmas, it's no longer around or not even working. What if you could give a gift that will last a lifetime, one that's manufactured right here in the USA and offers a priceless application, safety, and security? Give the gift of MagLite. One MagLite that I recommend is the award-winning ML150LR LED. Now, the ML150LR has more than 1,000 lumens and a beam throw of more than a quarter mile. Many products claim to have thousands of lumens, but beam throw and effective usable light, that's what really matters. ML150LR offers all of the legendary MagLite performance along with the most highly advanced technology and on time of up to 75 hours. Visit maglite.com/Dana and take advantage of special pricing for only my listeners. MagLite makes a superior product with a limited lifetime warranty. Visit maglite.com/Dana. That's maglite.com/.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com. KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your personal protection tip of the day. Use technology to reinforce your home and make it undesirable for criminals. The use of alarms, cameras, lights, and reinforced door and window locks may go a long way towards helping a would-be thief make a better decision. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find a register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Don Burton. In the wake of the car fire, disaster rumors seem to move quickly, and in some cases can be devastating to companies and individuals. One of those rumors relates to Palomar Builders and its owner, Jeb Allen. There's a rumor that Jeb has raised the prices on all his homes in an effort to profit from this disaster. Nothing could be farther from the truth. In the 30 years that Palomar Builders have been building homes in the North State, they have never had a price increase greater than 3%, ever. And many of the homes that were for sale were immediately opened up to displaced fire victims on the onset of the fire. And so many people know Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders as a giving company. And it's true, they've donated over $500,000 to Make-A-Wish in the past 2 years. Our community is important to Jeb Allen and Palomar Builders because they're part of this community. In an effort to help with home ownership, Jeb is offering $10,000 in free upgrades on any Palomar home in the month of August. For more information, contact Tom Papik of Coldwell Banker CNC Properties at 941-9534.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. fivestarbank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Listen live around the world
at DanaRadio.com.
Nate Shellman here in Boise, Idaho, filling in for Dana here on The Dana Show. She's going to be back on Wednesday in 2019. But today being the final live show of 2018, today is Festivus, the annual airing of grievances. 844-344-DANA, 844-344-3262. What has bothered you this year? Gonna try to get through as many calls as possible. So your top grievance, your number one grievance. Some grievances are political. We've had two grievances that have to deal with drivers in their area. Some grievances have to do with language. One guy called in, wants to change pants to pant. Good luck with that. Another guy called in complaining that his transmission wasn't serviceable, that it was only serviceable by a dealership. And understand, that's us saying that not everything revolves around government. Ooh, there's another headline. Guatemalan boy who died in U.S. custody had the flu. Official cause of death not yet determined. And people want to, here's the reaction. People first want to blame us, the United States, the border officials, the doctors. Again, doctors and nurses, they do the best they can. They're not infallible. Americans and children die of the flu in the United States every year. Tragic when it happens. But in dealing with this, people say, well, the system needs to be fixed. The system needs to be fixed. You know what could help fix that? You know what could help fix that? 844-344-DANA. Aaron, Indiana, you're on The Dana Show. Go ahead, Aaron.
Hi. My Festivus grievance is billboards. So I'm in Anderson, Indiana. And in Anderson, Indiana, there's 5 billboards put up by the federal government from different departments that tell you to unplug your device and save energy and make sure you put your cooked food in the refrigerator so you don't get sick. They drive me insane. as I'm driving to my two jobs, working 60 hours a week to pay my bills, they are a symbol of some bureaucrat telling me how stupid they think we are in spending my money on billboards. That's what I hate. That's
okay. I'm sorry. So put your cooked food in the fridge? This is a billboard paid for? You're saying this is a billboard paid for by the federal government?
They are billboards paid for by the federal government. And maybe not everybody's noticed them. But now, pay attention in your area. There's a billboard.
I need a picture. I need you to take a picture of it and send it to me. I need you to get me on Twitter, at Nate Shellman, 1L. Yep. Do you have Twitter, email? What do you have?
Email.
Facebook? Email? Okay.
Facebook.
Okay, yeah. Get me on Facebook. Nate Shellman. At 1L. Shellman with 1L. Send it to... And understand, my beef with this comes at, okay, billboards aren't free. They're not cheap. At the same time,
no.
Aaron, as much, hold on, Aaron, before you jump right off the ledge, all right, but before you go full bonzo, okay? Again, I'm irked because there's a number of radio stations that want billboards, so radio stations know how much billboards cost. Run down the messages one more time of these billboards, the messages.
There's one that has pictures of cooked foods that says, don't let good food go bad and make sure that you refrigerate. And then there's another one showing a device that's charged up to 100%, and it says, save energy, unplug your devices. As if we're...
Okay, that's two messages. What are the other ones?
Right. Those are the two that, and they're repeated. There's four of them across our little town of 15,000 people in Anderson, Indiana.
Okay, so
I can't imagine
how many there are
across the country.
You know it could be worse, right? You know what the worst step is? You ready?
I can't imagine other than...
No. A billboard is a suggestion. Imagine if somebody made a law. Imagine if somebody actually said, we're going to make it a law making you unplug your phone when it hits 100%. We're going to make it a law mandating you put your food immediately in the fridge. Having a billboard and suggesting it, still not the best use of my money, but it could be worse. It could be a lot worse. But I want a picture. Aaron, you got to send me a picture. You got to.
I will send.
If you're saying
this
is a federal billboard, yeah, it may be the Ad Council, which I don't think is federal, but I could be wrong in that. But Aaron, I appreciate the call. 844-344-DANA. 844-344-3262. I've heard public service announcements, but the Ad Council isn't really a federal entity. Neil, Indiana, you're on the Dana Show. Happy Festivus, Neil.
Happy Festivus. Hello. Hi. Yeah.
Go ahead. Let's hear your grievance.
I want to give. I have one question and message that why U.S. government not changing the laws about the immigration, because when the people who cross the border, they have to make a law where if you cross the border, you will never ever get the U.S. citizen, first thing, because that's the magnet that attracts the illegal people who crossing the border illegally. And because they cross the border, they come to the U.S. and they file the asylum, or they get married to a U.S. citizen, or they file different kinds of visas and they got the path to a U.S. citizenship. So U.S. Government need to work on this system that if you come illegally, you can do whatever you want. You will never, ever get the U.S. citizen first. You have to go back to your country. And, yeah, this is the message. It's going in my mind. I don't understand why it's taking so long to apply this law, you know.
Listen, Neil, That mindset only works if the people coming here desire citizenship. Because a lot of people who come here illegally actually don't desire citizenship. They just desire a job. They desire a place where they could maybe have a little more upward mobility or better surroundings or be able to drink tap water. Water right from the tap. Then they can't do that wherever they come from. So the idea of threatening them with citizenship matters to people who truly want to be American. Other than that, it really doesn't matter. It's not a bad place to start. It's not bad at all. I also think that people who do things that are illegal really don't care about consequences. I think most people know the consequences. Understand, it's 2018. There are people who still kill other people knowing that their penalty could be the loss of their own life. Knowing that the death penalty exists in some states doesn't stop them from committing a felony. So, not a bad idea, but understand that those who break the law more often than not don't care about the consequences. 844-344-DANA. 844-344-3262. Today is Festivus, the airing of the grievances, trying to get as many Festivus grievances as possible. Dennis, you're on the Dana Show. Go ahead, Dennis. Oh, Jeremy. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Hey, I just wanted to call in with my Festivus complaint. It's something that's been bothering me since I got my learner's permit, actually. What is this 9/10 of a cent thing on our gas prices? Why do we still have it?
Okay. Well, I'm glad you called. Jeremy? Jeremy, you got your learner's permit how many years ago? How many years ago?
Oh, this was, I'm 39 years old.
I didn't ask how old you are. I asked how long.
This one's been stewing for a long time, about 14, 15 years.
Oh, I can tell. I can tell. Jeremy, you are leading a blessed life. I've had a couple of you people call in. When I say you could complain about the number one grievance that is going on in your life, and you say, hey, that 0.9 thing at the gas station, you are the most Seinfeld grievance I've had today. That is, what's the deal with the 0.9? And I hadn't even thought of it until you called just now. Because now that I'm thinking about it, damn you. Now that I'm thinking about it, it bothers me too. Son of a gun. Here's the thing. Neither one of us can actually ask a gas station attendant.
No, not at all.
None of us can do that. Hey, why do you guys still have the 0.9 on your pumps?
What? Why for? Huh? We need point who?
Never mind. Never mind. Forget I.
You asked me a math question. Let me call the corporate office, see what they have to say.
Or something like that. Gosh. You actually ruined my day. I was going
to
have a great weekend.
Oh,
now that's all.
I'm
not even going to notice the actual price of gas. I'm just going to be staring at the 0.9. Don't tell me it's 2.13 a gallon. It's 2.13.9. It's 2.14. Just say it's 2.14. Come on. Most of us pay by card anymore. We don't even pay by cash. Shoot. Do we have a Festivus award? Can we give him the Festivus pole? Steven, did you decorate the Festivus pole? Did you put the lights in the tinsel around the Festivus pole?
I don't have anything for you. Sorry to help you out.
Steven, we had the meeting. We had the meeting last week. There were clear directives. We would be in need of a Festivus pole. There were directions on what kind of tinsel and how big the pole had to be, the hat rack. You mean there's no Festivus pole this year? Jeremy, I got nothing for you. Sorry, man. Great Festivus grievance. This is Festivus 2018, the final live show of 2018. Let your grievances be heard. One more break for grievances next on The Dana Show.
Liberty Safe is the number one safe manufacturer in the nation, having sold more than 2 million safes. And they're number one for a reason. This holiday season, just think how happy you could make someone special with the gift of a Liberty Safe. Liberty Safe leads the industry in technology and innovation. They offer exclusive features like military-style locking bars and a heat-expanding fire seal that is second to none. Plus, all of their full-sized safes come with a lifetime warranty. Liberty Safe makes a truly unbeatable product that you can count on to protect the things that matter most to you. And they understand a quality home or gun safe, it's a once-in-a-lifetime purchase, which is why it's important to make the right choice. And Liberty makes it easy. Take their interactive online quiz and decide which model is best for your needs. Now's the perfect time to become a Liberty Safe owner because right now they're offering 18 months interest-free. Visit LibertySafe.com. That's LibertySafe.com. Visit LibertySafe.com and tell them Dana sent you. Everyone wants to be credited with giving the perfect gift, not the same old boring socks or wallet or underwear. You want to find something unique and something more memorable. So I want to tell you about the ultimate gift for the firearm enthusiast on your list. It's the ETS Speed Loader. The perfect stocking stuffer or Christmas gift for only $30. The ETS Speed Loader is the world's fastest speed loader that loads rounds into your firearm magazines easier and faster, guaranteed. The ETS Speed Loader should be in every range bag. You can actually check out the video for yourself at loadmagsfast.com. Give the gift of no more mag thumb, that cramping pain that you get in your thumb and your hand from loading rounds. ETS makes a universal rifle loader and pistol loader for 9mm, 40, and 45 calibers and 380. Visit loadmagsfast.com and use promo code Dana to receive free shipping. That's loadmagsfast.com, promo code Dana for free shipping.
Well, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 1460, the epicenter of change. On Monday, listen to the best of as Ken Murray, Linda, and I make predictions for 2019. Stillwater selling, what's going to happen with Trump, what's happening in the world, education changes, this and much more right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Happy New Year from our family to yours.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to RiverviewGolf.net. That's RiverviewGolf.net.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The joy of the Lord or the affliction of evil. The choice is ours. We choose what kind of life we will live. When we choose to live for God, our life will find its joy and peace in Jesus Christ. The alternative is allowing the chaos of the world to dictate the outcome of our everyday life. Now is the time to choose. I encourage you to choose life, joy, peace, and the eternal love of God. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at TrueLifeReading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
from the show? Check out the full podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or anywhere you listen.
Nate Shelman here in Boise, Idaho, filling in for Dana here on The Dana Show. She will be back on Wednesday. In the meantime, it's Festivus 2018. Airing of the grievances, 844-344-DANA. Let's get to it. John, Indiana. Happy Festivus. What's your grievance, John?
Hey, happy Festivus Day to you. I have one big grievance with the people of the United States. When we were growing up, everybody wanted the southern border closed. Everybody wanted somebody that could deal with Russia and put us on a level playing field with Russia. Now, it's the most horrible thing that's ever happened to us. I don't understand where we went wrong on the values and what we as Americans stood for and wanted to see happen. And the government was formed to create a safe haven for us to support our family and provide for our families. All this paying for other people's medical bills and sending other people's kids to school, I just don't know what happened. And that's something, I'm probably the number one enemy of the country. I'm single Caucasian conservative veteran, so I'm like enemy of the state right now.
You know, but before you make yourself a crown and an award, I don't think you're the enemy of anybody. John, but no, well, that's the thing. You know, you go after everybody, but not everybody's after you. And maybe we were wrong. Maybe not everybody wants border security. Maybe not everybody wants us to stand up to Russia. Maybe, in fact, nobody wants it. We just want this ongoing drama so we can look at the TV and they tell us what's going on, because otherwise they don't have anything to report on if we actually do secure the border and are able to protect ourselves from everybody. Maybe nobody actually wants it. They don't want to fix anything. Maybe that's the thing. Because right now what I'm seeing is nobody wants it. Nobody wants it. My number one, and I appreciate the call, my number one frustration right now with President Trump is I wanted this attitude, which I know he's capable of, I want this attitude 2 years ago. I wanted this attitude a year ago. Heck, I wanted this attitude 8 months ago and got none of it. I blame him. I blame Congress over 2 years. I blame everybody else who hasn't dealt with this issue. There's enough blame to go around. Mike, Indiana, you're on the Dana Show. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Mike, happy Festivus. Go for it.
So me and my wife decided that we wanted to become foster parents. So we started doing all these classes and done everything. But before we done the classes, we went ahead and took the kids. So we have 3 foster children in our home. Well, on top of that, let me give you a little backstory. I have 7 kids and 1 in college. So we've done all this fostering. We've done the classes. We've been approved on everything. And I just found out today that we are not approved, and the state's not going to pay us. But yet, I have been taking care of these kids for the last 8 months. But yet, they don't want to help us at all now. I just had to get that out there because it's really aggravating.
Who put the kids with you?
They were actually, it was a kinship fostering. It was a friend of the family that had bad times, and we took the 3 kids in, and we have been dealing with DCS and fostering, and we've done all the classes, passed all the classes.
Yeah. Well,
we've done it all out of the kindness of our and we've been taking care of them, and now that we've had them and they're possibly being placed in the end of January, now they're telling us that we're not approved on anything and we're not going to get paid for any of this.
Mike, that sucks. Sometimes life isn't fair, but look at it this way. Your reward won't be monetarily. Your reward is you did your part to help somebody else's life get better. That's the best I can give you, man. And
you're right.
For that,
you're absolutely
honestly,
right.
Mike,
I understand that part.
Honestly, Mike, and focus on that, because that in and of itself, your time and your energy and your money helping out somebody else, helping out a young child have a great, great start as best as you possibly know how, is more than repayment. You know, that's, I would focus on that, and I have to hit this. Thank you so much for your call. Do we have time for This Day in Stupidity? All right, let's do This Day in Stupidity. My home state of Ohio, Uniontown, Ohio. Police in northeastern Uniontown say a couple broke into a home, washed their clothes, took a shower, made some coffee before a homeowner's relative confronted the two. Now, they also found jewelry, a computer, and credit cards inside the couple's truck, but hey, you know what? While you're committing a crime, why not do a load of laundry, take a shower, and have a cup of joe? Needless to say, they were arrested. Folks, have a wonderful and safe and happy new year. Dana will be back on Wednesday.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Gordon Griffin. A community vigil has been held to honor a Northern California policeman killed during a traffic stop. Friends, relatives, and fellow police officers, along with many residents, gathered Friday night in the tiny town of Newman to remember Corporal Renil Singh on the same day that his alleged killer was captured. After a two-day manhunt, Gustavo Arriaga was arrested in connection with the killing Friday in Bakersfield. Authorities say that they were told that Arriaga, who was in the country illegally, was fleeing to his native Mexico. Bree Payton, a conservative writer and frequent Fox News panelist, has died. Here's correspondent Jackie Quinn with details.
She was young, just 26 years old, but Bree Payton has died. She was a writer for The Federalist, which posted her obituary, and a frequent talk show contributor. According to a friend, Payton had been fighting swine flu and possibly meningitis. She was found unconscious Thursday in San Diego. Her colleagues called her joyful, hardworking, and compassionate, with a deep Christian faith.
President Donald Trump met with his top advisors Friday evening as he remains in Washington during a pre-trial government shutdown. He went to Vice President Mike Pence's residence. Soon your laundry detergent may be easier to carry. Here's correspondent Keith Peters to explain.
Soapmakers Tide and Seventh Generation have introduced redesigned packaging that's several pounds lighter than traditional bottles by cutting down on plastic and using less water in their formulas. They're making the changes to please Amazon and other online stores. Lighter packaging means those retailers will pay less to ship the detergent to shoppers' doorsteps, making each sale more profitable. For consumers, the new packaging has been designed to better survive shipping without leaking. The challenge, however, is getting online shoppers to buy detergent that looks nothing like the heavy bottles they're used to. Keith Peters reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Do more than just carry your cell phone. At Patriot Mobile, every call, every text, every post carries a conservative message. Other companies charge you high rates and hidden fees that fund liberal agendas. Switch to Patriot Mobile to save money, plus part of your monthly bill is donated to 17 conservative organizations fighting for your beliefs. Here's Patriot Mobile CEO and Navy veteran Maury Leland.
You know, a lot of people, they know where their money goes, but they really don't know what that money is funding. And that's really the difference. You know, people can take sides. They can put their money to work where they want it to work. And that's what we do at Patriot Mobile.
Switching to Patriot Mobile is easy. You can keep your number and get the same super reliable nationwide service. With unlimited plans starting as low as $20 a month, why wait? Want to save $30? Visit them online at patriotmobile.com/Hugh to get your activation fee waived or mention Hugh when you call 1-800-A-PATRIOT. That's 1-800-A-PATRIOT. Patriot Mobile. Carry the message.
New poll finds most Americans support using gene editing technology to create babies protected against a variety of diseases.
The poll comes from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. It shows most Americans would draw the line at changing DNA so children are born smarter, faster, or taller. A month after startling claims of the world's first gene-edited births in China, the poll finds people are torn between the promise of this powerful technology and concerns about how it might potentially be used unethically. Bob Agnew reporting.
The Vatican sexual abuse case against former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick has expanded significantly with a man's testimony that the retired American archbishop sexually abused him for years starting when he was 11. James Grine testified Thursday before the judicial vicar for the New York City Archdiocese. Initially came forward in July after the New York Archdiocese announced the church investigation. News and analysis at townhall.com. The Army is looking for a few good robots.
These robots won't be designed to fight, but to help the men and women who do by defusing bombs and scouting enemy positions. Though the robots aren't expected to take up arms, the companies making them have waged a different kind of battle. At stake is a contract worth almost $500 million for 3,000 backpack-sized robots. Competition for the work has spilled over into Congress and federal court.
That is correspondent Jeremy House. Regardless of which companies prevail, the competition foreshadows a future in which robots become even more common. Tesla named two independent board members Friday as part of a settlement with U.S. regulators who demanded more oversight of CEO Elon Musk. Oracle co-founder Larry Ellison and Kathleen Wilson Thompson, an executive vice president at Walgreens Boots Alliance, joined the board as independent directors. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College. More possibilities.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Chris Plant Show. I'm Derek Hunter, sitting in for a vacationing Chris Plant. He'll be back in the new year. It's all good. He's living the dream down south. I am the host of the Daily Caller podcast and the author of the book Outrage Incorporated, How the Liberal Mob Ruins Science, Journalism, and Hollywood. Contributing editor at the Daily Caller, columnist at Town Hall, and whatever else you need to be, as long as it pays well. So much to get to today. You'd think, well, the end of the year, it's going to be slow. What are you going to do? Well, we're going to talk about what's going on. If you notice, it's a bit of a shock to the system. The government has been shut down for a week. And by the news coverage of it, you'd barely notice. It's almost an afterthought. It's completely irrelevant. In past government shutdowns, you know, you'd hear
people are only about 3 hours away from eating dogs. We're going to be eating cat food in no time soon. The children are kept inside because of the pandemonium due to a government shutdown. Now we see it happens at Christmas. It's vacation time for a lot of federal employees. And even journalists are not really even covering this story. It's a non-story. We will, by the way, thanks to the emails, have the return of shutdown stories set to the music from Civil War. But you can tell how unserious this government shutdown is being taken by the fact that there's no stories about burning the midnight oil up on Capitol Hill. My goodness, they are watching out. We have to get this government back open. What is going to happen? Nancy Pelosi is, in fact, living the dream. Washington Free Beacon story right now breaking this morning. Democratic House Leader Nancy Pelosi is spending the government shutdown in a luxury resort in Hawaii. The Free Beacon has learned. Pelosi, who has put blame squarely on President Donald Trump for the current government shutdown, was spotted Thursday vacationing in Hawaii at the Fairmont Orchid Resort, where room accommodations range from $899 a month for a standard room to $4,899 a month for the presidential suite. Now, which do you think Nancy is? I mean, she might not be at the top end, but the scales are certainly tipping that way. She's an incredibly wealthy woman. And when Nancy Pelosi travels, Nancy Pelosi brings with her a security contingent. So all the whining and complaining, because I see these stories constantly. They didn't really care too much about the cost of securing Barack Obama or the Obamas flying separately a couple of hours apart up to Martha's Vineyard. That's just the way things are. It's standard operating procedure. No big deal. But now we hear the Secret Service is spending X amount of dollars to rent rooms at Mar-a-Lago. Well, they kind of have to. They have to go wherever the president wants to go. If you want to pass a law that says presidents can only stay at Motel 6s, I'm down with that. They can only vacation in, you know, Tennessee. They can only go to Gatlinburg and Uber Gatlinburg. Other than that, they're bound to stay in Motel 6s. I'm down with that. But if it wasn't an issue when a Democrat did it, it shouldn't be an issue when a Republican does it. Call me old-fashioned, call me crazy, but that's just the way I think it should be. I just love, let's see, Nancy Pelosi living the dream. The Congress, by the way, is in session. They're supposed to be working. Shock of all shocks, the Democrats have pretty much thrown up their hands like a blackjack dealer in Vegas. I got nothing up my sleeve, I'm out of here. And they're changing shifts. Don't care. There is no negotiation. There is no discussion. They aren't interested in compromise because they know that on January 3rd, they got the gavel. And Nancy will have the gavel. It'll be fairly interesting to see if Nancy actually makes the majority. She gets to 218 to become Speaker of the House because there are several members in the Democratic caucus who want new leadership. Who that is, they don't know. It's kind of funny, because if you remember when all the fuss was going on about trying to force out John Boehner, there were media story after media story about each and every contender and what are they going to do and who do Republicans really have to lead otherwise. They were kind of looking for somebody and then preemptively destroying them. There's no such media hunt when it comes to Nancy Pelosi. She's it. Of course, Nancy Pelosi behind the scenes is a much more effective leader than John Boehner was and managed to destroy or threaten to destroy. She had the your brains or your signature are going to be on this contract discussion with just about everybody. There was one Congresswoman Fudge who Nancy Pelosi unlocked that file cabinet and said, hey, look at all this stuff I happen to have on you. We're on the same team, right? And suddenly Congresswoman Fudge said, I'm all in favor. I'm all in favor of Nancy Pelosi. Well, she's living the dream out in Hawaii, getting her leathery skin all nice and tan for when she comes back, so dark that hopefully the gavel will meld right into her hand and you won't be able to tell where it starts and she stops. But in the meantime, we have a situation here. And what I find disappointing about the government shutdown, in addition to the fact that Republicans completely blew this debate, they should have had this fight back in September when they could have forced Democratic senators to make some uncomfortable votes before the vote, because there were a couple of Democratic senators, Joe Manchin from West Virginia among them, who had a campaign ad saying, "I support the president's border wall." He's not going to vote for the border wall now. He doesn't have to face voters for another 6 months. He won. He can do whatever the hell he wants. And then in 5 years, in his last year of this term, it will be, I support President Ivanka Trump's border wall, or whatever it is. Oh, it's good to be a Democrat, because he'll never get called out on it. But the White House, with its back up against the wall, their rhetoric, their public rhetoric, is very strong. We are sticking to this. We want $5 billion for the wall. The president saying every day since the shutdown began, I will not reopen the government until we have funding for the wall. And I applaud him for that. It'd be nice to have had this again before the election. But behind the scenes, according to many published reports, there is, shall we say, a little bit of malleability to that $5 billion number, to the point that Republicans have allegedly dropped their asking price from $5 billion down to $2.1 billion. If they do nothing, they get $1.6 billion. So we're looking at about 10% of the original ask, $500 million. Again, nothing to sniff at. If you got $500 million laying around and you think, that's just couch money, it's going to be in the couch cushions, send it to me at this station and I will happily unburden you of that. But it is a significant drop, and the Democratic Party's counteroffer, the Congressional Democrats' counteroffer, is zero. Actually, it's not zero. They haven't made a counteroffer. They are ignoring it. As I said, Nancy Pelosi's out surfing and sunbathing, topless. Sorry, that's no way to start the day with that image. Sunbathing out in Hawaii. She's living the dream. I don't know where Chuck Schumer is. Chuck Schumer doesn't seem to know where he is half the time. But it's very telling that this story is not really a media story. The media, they casually mention it. But for the most part, they've ignored it. Now, why would that be when in the past they have gone wall-to-wall coverage with government shutdown horror stories and, frankly, making up? You as an American citizen won't notice when the government is shut down because essential personnel have to show up. All the functions of government still go on. The Medicare payments are processed. Social Security checks are sent out. Why isn't the media covering this? Because right now the Democrats are in the minority in the House of Representatives. They have certainly a lot of leverage, but they don't have as much leverage as they will come January 3rd. Suddenly, when they're passing just clean continuing resolutions with zero funding for the wall, then and only then will the shutdown become a major, major media obsession and media story. It's as predictable as the sunrise because, well, I don't know that the Democratic Party tells the media what to think at this point. I don't think they have to. I think they're just so far on board and the media is so far into the Democratic Party that they could tell you what the Democrats had for dinner last night in its post-digested form. Following that? But you won't see this, the Washington Free Beacon is a great website, but you won't see MSNBC reporting on Nancy Pelosi's awesome vacation out in Hawaii. There won't be any B-roll of her walking down the beach with her husband or her security detail armed to the teeth to protect her. There is no real incentive for the Democrats to do much of anything. But there is a little bit of it's kind of funny. Because Democrats are introducing legislation, and this is all just for show. Nothing. I mean, if Nancy Pelosi isn't even in town, and she's not even in San Francisco, she's like five more hours further west out in Hawaii. So you know that there really isn't going to be a vote scheduled anytime soon. They're not taking this seriously. Congresswoman from Texas, Sheila Jackson Lee, introduced a bill yesterday, and if it were a serious bill, she would reintroduce it after January 3rd. But it's designed, it might as well be called the Trying to Make Donald Trump Look Bad Act. it was to ban, and this tells you how seriously they take this issue, and by that I mean unseriously, to ban any federal money from going towards a funding paying for a border wall, that any border wall has to be paid for by Mexico. Now, there's another way to look at this. The Democrats are on board with Mexico paying for the wall. But that's not the case. Daily Caller has the story. Democratic Representative Sheila Jackson Lee introduced legislation forbidding construction of a wall on the U.S.-Mexico border unless Mexico pays for it. Lee introduced the Protect American Taxpayers and Secure Border Act into the House on January 19th, which would prohibit taxpayer funds from being used to build a wall between Mexico and the United States. Now, right there, the name of this bill kind of cracks me up. Actually, it really cracks me up. The Protect American Taxpayers. The Democratic Party doesn't really actually care about the Democratic taxpayer, the American taxpayer, or the American citizen, for that matter. Kate Steinle is a fine example, the police officer we'll get to in a second, out in California, who was assassinated by an illegal alien on Christmas Day, Ranil Singh, Officer Ranil Singh. It's kind of ironic that at the same time, an American taxpayer and first responder police officer is murdered by an illegal alien while a member of the Democratic caucus introduces the Protect American Taxpayer and Secure Border Act. Yes, I am all in favor of protecting the American taxpayer and securing our border. It actually draws a nice contrast between Democrats, because they don't do those things. They don't really want either one of those things. And we have another dead police officer as Exhibit A in this, which is why you're likely not going to hear all that much about Officer Singh. He leaves behind a 5-month-old son and a wife. He was 33 years old. We'll get to that story in a bit. It's a horrible, horrible story and should cause everybody a little bit of pause, at least as of last. I don't think they've released the wanted killer's name yet. But there is a manhunt on for him. They know he's an illegal alien. They know who he is. And I'm going to be willing to bet dollars to donuts. I actually have a couple of Cheerios in the pocket of my cardigan sweater today because my daughter covers everything in Cheerios. I'll bet Cheerios to dollars that when we do find out this name and we do look into his past, that the killer of this police officer has been deported several times and may just have a criminal rap sheet. But it was out in California, and it's not only a sanctuary state, it is illegal for local governments out in California to contact ICE when they encounter an illegal alien. If we find out that this guy was in custody or has a long rap sheet, Democrats are going to look really, really awful, which means that this story will be buried under as deep a pile of dirt as the media can pour on it. It would make them look really, really bad. But you just know that is always the way it works out, isn't it? Well, why was this person on the street? Well, because of Democratic Party politics. They care more about appealing on a race-based basis to the Hispanic vote than they do about the American citizens. Yeah. Liberalism really is a mental disorder. You're listening to the Chris Plant Show. I'm Derek Hunter. Sitting in the phone number, by the way, to be a part of the program, 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. So much more to come. Stick around.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
The bait was so tempting. Free trip, gifts, then you got hooked by the sales pitch, bought the timeshare, and you've regretted it ever since.
The maintenance fees kept increasing, and we just didn't want to deal with it anymore.
It was not anything like what they showed us when we bought the timeshare.
Timeshares aren't a day at the lake. They're all catch and no release. Unless you talk to Resort Release, we can release you from that timeshare legally and permanently. A-plus rated by the BBB. A 100% money-back guarantee. And our clients' 5-star reviews tell the
story.
You kept us informed the entire time. There was never anything hidden. Absolutely wonderful.
Be the one that got away before 2019 maintenance fees are due. Call now for a free consultation. 888-308-5955. 888-308-5955. Or resortrelease.com. They catch, we release. Resort Release. 888-308-5955. 888-308-5955. Or resortrelease.com. Call now.
This Christmas, the Salvation Army is fighting to ensure that every child in our community is warm, safe, and well-nourished. For $30, you could feed a family of four for a week. For $150, you could feed a meal to 150 children in need. The Salvation Army provides over 9 million nights of shelter to people in need in the U.S. Help the Salvation Army fight for those in need all over our community this holiday season by donating at salvationarmy.listenandgive.org.
The average smoker tries to quit up to 30 times, and many are looking for an alternative. Juul was designed by smokers, for smokers, to be a satisfying alternative to cigarettes. Juul is a vapor product that contains nicotine for a satisfying transition. If you're one of the 34 million adults who smoke, know that there is an alternative to cigarettes. Make the switch at Juul.com. That's J-U-U-L.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
This here is the story of Lawrence, who always wanted to play pro football. His parents supported his love of the game, sent him to special camps, and then in college, pro scouts came to a bunch of games where Lawrence was playing the trumpet at halftime. Yeah, Lawrence was never that good at football. Gave up by the time he got to college. But he also learned how Geico could save him a lot of money on car insurance. So he switched and saved. So, this here story has a happy ending after all.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
Do you owe the IRS more than $10,000? The folks at Civic Tax Relief can help. Their professionals have over 25 years of experience negotiating with the IRS. That's critical. They know the policies, the procedures, and the right people to contact to save you the maximum amount of money. They will negotiate your IRS tax debt, plus protect you from bank levies and wage garnishments. Do not let the IRS take advantage of you. Call now for free information on the Fresh Start Initiative. Experienced tax professionals are standing by. They will listen to your situation, find out what you need, and give you all the ways they can help in the first free call. This information is free and could change your life. So call now, 800-955-8408. That's 800-955-8408. Call now, 800-955-8408. For free information and real help with the IRS, call 800-955-8408.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
We are back on the Chris Plant Show. I am Derek Hunter, sitting in for a vacationing Chris Plant. I'm looking at the Twitter machine. Go ahead and cue up that music, if you will, Mr. Piercy, because the shutdown stories are still out there. And they'll become an important part of the liberal narrative after the third, when the Democrats take over. So to the tune of the – I loved that Ken Burns documentary, Civil War. All the Ken Burns documentaries are great. He completely botched the true story of Ty Cobb in the baseball documentary, but that's neither here nor there. Read the Charles Learson book, A Terrible Beauty, about that to learn the true story. Ty Cobb was not a horrible, racist, misogynistic pig, but why let the facts stand in the way of a good story? But when they do those letter readings, it's so dramatic, and it's so awesome. And so in along those lines... Shutdown stories. Real tweets from Americans from the front lines of the government shutdown. By the way, government employees are being paid today. So nobody has actually missed one check. From Twitter, LM Gray tweets, whenever I talk about my air traffic control husband working without pay on Twitter, all I get is hateful remarks about how he will and won't lose a dime. Yeah, I know, in caps lock, because you know they're serious. I know that, but what are we supposed to do about Christmas and bills in the meantime? Hashtag shutdown stories. How about the use the money that you've already gotten from the paycheck the week before Christmas or the paycheck you are getting today? I understand that some people eventually will be hurt, and I understand the concept of government contractors. But sometimes principled stands have to come first. That is just the way of the world. Save a little money. Put a little away. I get it. We will, of course, have more of these tragic, tragic shutdown stories. Hashtag shutdown stories. As the show proceeds, most of them nowadays, though, are people just whining about the government, which I love. If you shouldn't be in a position to be dependent on government all that much, because most of the people aren't actually government employees complaining about it. A friend of mine who works in the federal government is enjoying an extended stay and his Christmas vacation out in Washington State visiting his parents. So it's not tragedy all across the board. And again, it's kind of like being hit by a train. You saw this coming. It's not going to swerve if you're on the tracks. Plan ahead. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 1460, the epicenter of change. On Monday, listen to the best of as Ken Murray, Linda, and I make predictions for 2019. Stillwater selling, what's going to happen with Trump, what's happening in the world, education changes, this and much more right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Happy New Year from our family to yours.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
A perfect holiday party, a night of dancing, entertainment, champagne, drawing items, and a silent auction. Come join Northern California Veterans Museum for the 2018 Black and White Charity Masquerade Ball. It's December 29th from 5 to 11 p.m. at the Veterans Event Center, 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. Tickets are $25 per person or $300 for a sponsor table of eight, which includes champagne, party favors, and drawing ticket package. Barbecue dinner provided by BC Stone Age Barbecue. Buy your tickets today at 378-2280. That's 378-2280. All proceeds benefit the Northern California Veterans Museum and community programs.
Don't miss an opportunity to support your veterans with the Northern California Veterans Museum, homeward-bound military family support services, and Silver Star veterans and widows. For tickets, call now, 378-2280. 378-2280. The 2018 Black and White Charity Masquerade Ball, Saturday, December 29th.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown.
Each week we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
A Christmas message from Drs. Pramila and Payush Dhanuka. This has been a tough year for the North State. We saw an unprecedented loss from fires. We also saw the increasing divisions and polarization in our national life. We wish to share with everyone the message of Christ, a message of love and hope. Together we draw the strength from our faith in this message, and we shall overcome any suffering, any threat, any division, or any calamity. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a very Happy New Year. Drs. Pramila and Payush Dhanuka.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Ooh la la. Welcome back to the Chris Plant Show. I am Derek Hunter. I am sitting in for Chris Plant. The number to be a part of the radio program is 888-630-9625, 888-630-9625. And if you have a rotary phone, start dialing now. In 3 hours, you should be able to finish dialing all of those numbers. My daughters are not going to know what a rotary phone is. Not at all. All Humphrey Bogart movies, and when somebody says, my number is KL5, they're not going to know what that means anymore. Of course, they won't know how to talk on a phone anyway, because nobody barely does that anymore anyway. Let's talking about the shutdown and the lack of news behind the shutdown. The media really isn't covering this. Nancy Pelosi's sitting on a beach out in Hawaii, living the dream, spending a fortune. Well, when you're filthy rich and you don't really give a damn about individuals, because to the progressive left, the individual is disposable. 100 million dead in the last century, trying to achieve utopia. You can't make utopia without committing a few genocides. It's really kind of pathetic. They look back at the failures of the isms that they advocate, the socialism, the communism, the fascism, and they say, wow, we should really reevaluate the fact that everything we've tried to implement has led to literally piles of dead human beings. They say, no. It was just implemented wrong. It wasn't true. I would do it right. They think that the only thing standing between their philosophies actually working is them being the ones doing it. That's all the missing ingredient is. It's the height of arrogance. I had a communist friend when I was in college. He was a bus driver in Detroit. And he just would espouse communism all the time. He was actually a friend of a friend. So I'd only ever see him when I was drinking with my friend at his house, which seemed like every Thursday in Hamtramck. And he would go off about how communism was so great. And I said, you know, under Stalin, tens of millions of people were killed and everything. And it was a complete failure. And the Soviet Union collapsed. And if it was so, and he turned to me deadpan and said, well, if Trotsky had been in charge, it's always the other person. It's the individual that failed the philosophy, not the philosophy that failed the masses. They always find an excuse. You know, Trotsky, they should have followed Trotsky, but the problem is they went with Stalin. See, he wasn't really a true believer like Trotsky was. Yeah, that's the problem. Nobody's gotten it right yet, and just getting it slightly wrong leads to piles of dead human beings. Kind of weird how that works. Let's take a couple of phone calls here on the show, shall we, Mr. Piercy? Let's start off with Risa in, I think I'm pronouncing that right, in Virginia. Welcome to the Chris Plant Show, Risa.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Did I pronounce your name right?
Show.
Did I pronounce?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good.
Yeah, I listen to the show often, and we are, you know, very conservative family. I just wanted to call in because my husband is an active duty Coast Guard member, and I'm listening to your, you know, hashtag shutdown stories.
Oh, these, I'm not making them up, though. These are actual, I'm reading word for word, actual tweets.
No, I know. I believe you, and I have read them myself, and I don't really feel sorry for many of them, but we, however, did not receive a paycheck today, and we will not receive one tomorrow or Monday or Tuesday.
Why?
The Coast Guard is not getting paid.
Why?
There was a message sent out by the Vice Commandant of the Coast Guard informing everyone that they will not get a paycheck. And we have 8 children on one income, and we've never had a problem before. We invest, we save, but we are told that this could be a long shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
So how, I mean, would that be a sad story that you might read on the air and belittle and make fun of?
Yes.
It would be.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily belittle and make fun of, but look, I recognize for every rule there's an exception to the rule, Risa, and there is always somebody who gets harmed by government action. The real problem is a government that is so big that any little action or major action done in the name of helping people always ends up hurting people as well. Those stories deserve to be highlighted. I don't mean to belittle any individual story. I mean to belittle the concept that these stories that are the rare exception, and your family is the rare exception, are presented as the norm during the healthcare debate. And I used to do health policy at the Heritage Foundation. I was a policy analyst at the Heritage Foundation another lifetime ago, back in the early 2000s. And whenever any issue would come up about healthcare, and we saw this again during Obamacare, it was the Democrats would find one person somewhere in the middle of nowhere, didn't know where they existed, and it was a grandmother, and they would trot her out and say, you know, she can't afford her health care. She will be eating Purina's Nine Lives or cat chow because she has to pay for her prescription drugs. Now, those stories may well happen in a nation of 330 million people, but they are as rare as unicorn sightings, to be perfectly honest with you, yet the Democratic Party and the media present them as the norm and say, you might be next. You could be eating science diet. Well, science diet's a little expensive. You could be eating Friskies if you are not careful. And so you have to point out the absurdity of that. It is not belittling that woman who is actually in that situation. It is making fun of the situation and the exploitation of it. It is, you're sitting there, by the way, the woman is always sitting up there with Democratic members of Congress who are filthy rich, and between them could take the money out of the ashtray in their town cars, give it to this woman, and keep her knee-deep in her prescriptions for the rest of the year. It never occurs to them to do that. They exploit this woman, and then they ship her back to her house. That's the absurdity that I'm trying to point out. I'm not trying to belittle your family in particular. There are exceptions to every rule, as I said, but the rule is there for a reason, and that's what I'm pointing out. Plus, the fact
that... No, and I understand that, and I get the absurdity. I'm disgusted with everyone in our government, and at this point in time, I think they all just need to leave.
Well, let me ask you this, Risa. Knowing that your family is not going to get paid this week, and you don't know when your next paycheck is, when you hear that Nancy Pelosi is out sitting on a beach perpetrating a tan out in Hawaii, what does that make you think?
Oh, I think she's a disgusting human being, and I've always thought that about her. And but quite honestly, I feel that way about all of our congressmen, and the Republicans included. They are, most of them, complete sellouts. The one, and I tell my husband this all the time, the one congressman that I have the utmost respect for, because in my opinion, he has always stood on his principles no matter what, has been Rand Paul. And I think a lot of our congressmen could take the lead from him and actually stand for something instead of just selling out to, you know, whomever is the person they feel like selling out to at the moment.
Absolutely. And you know, Risa, I get your anger towards Congress, and it shouldn't be just directed towards Democrats. Republicans should have had this fight back in September.
They should have had this fight 10 years ago.
Well, yes, but from a strategically political standpoint, in the terms of the midterms, they could have gotten to 60 votes, or very likely could have gotten to 60 votes through all those 10 Democrats that were up in states Trump won, forcing them to vote on this bill, the $5 billion for a wall, before the election. Now, they're up, they won, four of them won, or I guess it was six of them won. They are not going to be up for re-election for 6 years. There's no pressure on them whatsoever to vote for a wall now.
Right, yes, you're absolutely correct. And, you know, my husband's Coast Guard, we've seen it. We've been stationed in many different places, and I do definitely feel the wall is needed. I agree with that. But they should have done that, you're right, a long time ago.
Well, Risa,
they should have done it before Trump.
I appreciate you listening and the conversation, and thank you for calling, and thank your husband for his service. It's just, we're mocking the situation, not individual families. We are mocking a little bit the people who have these shutdown stories just because they are so melodramatic. Go ahead, give me that music again. Which one? We'll do Dan Rather. He's not going to be directly affected, but he cares deeply. Tweet from Dan Rather just yesterday. Most federal workers I've met are an inspiration. Many earn far less than they'd make in the private sector. They also get pensions, Dan. They believe in service and making America the best it can be. Values that stand in contrast to those now playing games with their livelihoods and our national purpose. Hashtag shutdown stories. Dan Rather. Brings a tear to your eye, doesn't it? Oh, that poor SOB. All he had to do was not fake that document. He'd still be raking in millions of dollars a year. Hashtag Dan Rather's tears. Yeah, I get it. Nobody's getting rich working in the federal government, but they're also getting pensions. They're also getting the best choice. The Federal Employees Health Benefits Program is an incredibly efficient and good menu of options for people. So, yeah, again, most of them are getting paid today. Maybe not the Coast Guard. I don't know about that, but the rest of federal employees getting a check today, Dan. And you're still sitting on a pile of CBS money. Start a GoFundMe for them. Hook them up. But they don't do that. Let's talk to Robert in La Plata, Maryland. You're on the Chris Plant Show. Robert, welcome.
Good morning.
Morning.
You know, I think one point that hasn't been pointed out, the reason the Democrats want these illegals in here, you notice that where they're flooding the border is Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona. If they lock up those electoral votes, which are 54 electoral votes between all three of them, they've already locked up 55 in California,
mm-hmm.
They'll never lose an election. That's the reason they want them. And you noticed, if you looked at the border during the election, the counties on the edge of the border, the last election, had turned blue.
Right.
And that's why these states are so close
to turning. I see your point. That's the long con. The short con is to make the appeal to Hispanic Americans. If you notice, Robert, the Democrats have spent the last 20 or 30 years going in the exact opposite of Martin Luther King Jr.'s dream speech, they judge by the content of your character, not the color of your skin. They now basically are telling minorities in this country and women that you are your gender, you are your skin color, you are your ethnicity, and you should feel a kinship with people based on that superficial thing, the irrelevant factors of your existence, over which you had no power whatsoever, unless you're Rachel Dolezal. You can't choose your race. It is insignificant. But they've been saying to people, you know, you are to be judged by this. You should look out. Don't worry. Everybody's against you because of this one thing, but we will look out for you. We will. You stay in this group, and we will protect you from the evil people who want to judge you as an individual. The horror of that. We've gone from, and I've said it before, and I'll say it a million more times, we've gone from a melting pot to a series of chafing dishes. And those individual chafing dishes can be manipulated around a chessboard pretty easily. And you add in the intersectional garbage that the left is with their hierarchy, their ranking system for who is a victim and who isn't a victim. And you can easily manipulate people. One of the thesis of my book is essentially you need to keep, the Democrats need to keep people in an emotional state to prevent rational thought. And I guarantee you that most of the things you've apologized for in your life were not things you said or did while sitting calmly on a couch thinking about it ahead of time. They were usually in an emotional state. You were angry, you were afraid, whatever it is. Those are powerful emotions, and very few people in an emotional state that is angry or afraid act rationally in any way, shape, or form. That leaves you open to all kinds of manipulation. We saw it in Germany in the 30s. We've seen it. We're seeing it now across the country. These angry liberal mobs burning down Starbucks because they exist. The people out in Portland who seem to have a profession of attacking motorists for no good reason just because they happen to be driving to their works. They're not sitting around sipping coffee going, okay, well, what are you doing this weekend, Bob? Yeah, I'm thinking about going to see the new Aquaman movie. Yeah, that sounds pretty good. Maybe I'm probably going to go to Chipotle and maybe hit the grocery store, go to the gym. All right, you guys ready to go kick over some mailboxes and set fires to trash cans and tip over cars? No, they are constantly in this rattled state because they have been conditioned to believe that Republican control would result in seemingly their extermination. That's really what people believe. Of course, Republican control, if they actually governed like Republicans, which is always a crapshoot, would ultimately lead to more individual freedom and individual responsibility, which is an anathema to the groupthink mob. It's always kind of cracked me up and disgusted me because it's incredibly dishonest when you see journalists and they refer to somebody, the far right dictator, the extreme right. Donald Trump is extreme right wing tyrant. First of all, you're free to say that. If you were any of those things, you'd be in prison. But if you just look at the political spectrum, from a rational standpoint, not an emotional, I hate Donald Trump standpoint, on the left really is totalitarian. The liberals, the left is for bigger government. The further left you go, the bigger the government is. The further left you go, the more government control there is. You go to the right, then it would be the antithesis of that. Conservatism is smaller government, limited government. Then you get out to the libertarians, where it's basically non-existent government, and ultimately, in a rational discussion, you would end up with anarchists out on the extreme right, real anarchists, not the groupthink mob anarchists who are flipping over cars on weekends. That would mean no government at all. I don't know very many totalitarians who, with an iron fist, will rule absolute individual freedom. I don't think there are many out there. Still, the media refers to every despot around the world as a right-winger. Why? Because they're left-wingers. They know better. They're counting on you not knowing any better. This is the Chris Plant Show. Derek Hunter sitting in. The number 888-630-9625. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Chris Plant Show.
Four million Americans smoke. That's about one in seven people. Not every smoker wants to continue using cigarettes.
Juul was designed by smokers for smokers to be a satisfying alternative to cigarettes. Juul is a vapor product that contains nicotine for a satisfying transition. If you're one of the 34 million adults who smoke, know that there is an alternative to cigarettes. Make the switch at Juul.com. That's J-U-U-L.com.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/firewalls.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses.
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out, Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 7171 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 7171. Avant.com, code 7171.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-519-7796. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-519-7796.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
If you are behind on your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt or medical bills forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven. Call for your free forgiveness information now. 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. Not available in North Dakota.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Well, now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Call Get Relief today and get free information that shows you how to lower your monthly payment and get debt forgiveness. This program has proven to work for credit card debt and medical bills. Discover the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. Call now, 800-207-8558.
800-207-8558.
That's 800-207-8558.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Thank you.
Welcome back. The Chris Plant Show. I'm Derek Hunter, sitting in for vacationing. Chris Plant, who will be back next week. So fear not. This will be the last time you'll have to hear me, at least for a while. Talking about the shutdown and how it's really not a story. The media isn't harping on this thing like they have in the past, because they know that while the Democrats have a lot of leverage right now, they'll have even more leverage after January 3rd. So they're kind of ignoring it, even though on the Twitter machine there are, you know, hashtag shutdown stories, and even Dan Rather has gotten on board. Let's do callers, please stay on the line. I want to give you enough time to get to it. We just don't have enough time to do a fair job with any of you right now. So go ahead and play the music again. It's time for another hashtag shutdown stories. Lisa tweets. She tweets at Donald Trump. So this is straight to the horse's mouth. I've worked for the federal government for 35 years as an air traffic controller. Army veteran, father of three.
I don't know, it's 2018. Anything's possible. I think maybe the character limitations caused some, but I'm not going to judge.
Now working for a promise of a future paycheck. I've got a mortgage, bills and school to pay for, and I'm being held hostage for a stupid wall. Hashtag shutdown stories. That was tweeted this very morning, just 45 minutes ago, at 9:15. The sad tale of Lisa, father of three. I'm going to try to do the math on that one. I don't know. I don't want to know. But, hey, we're not allowed to judge anymore. We're all one and the same. But, yes, these sad, sad tales of woe. But today, God, you're killing me. Today they'll actually get paid. Maybe not the Coast Guard, according to what we've seen, perhaps because of for reasons we don't fully understand yet, but we are investigating. But federal employees will get their last paycheck today. And then non-essential personnel will be in limbo for a while. So budget well. And contemplate while you're in a non-essential job, I would say. And then think about why we taxpayers are paying hundreds of thousands of non-essential employees. And this is just one small part of the federal government. And they're non-essential, but they get a job and a pension. It's good to be a Democrat. We'll be back.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.